ability to keep us secure. And they're going to talk about how they're more qualified to do that than we are. And what you're talking about is, and I agree with you, we ought to go headlong into what they perceive to be their biggest strength and knock it down.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest, we're proud of these countries that had the elections. Yeah, we're probably going to hurt their feelings. As long as we get back control, who cares?
Well,
and I truly mean that. The end justifies the mean. And if it means showing that these elections were, you know, like I said, were fraudulent, so be it. We need to show the war on terror has been a failure. We need to get our troops back, and we need to just let somebody else deal with it. Who cares what happens over there?
Well, I think we should.
We need to get back control.
I think we should bring up the point to people in this country. Do we really feel safer? Do people really feel safer? Bin Laden's still on the loose. He's still threatening this country. We've made a mess out of Iraq. Afghanistan is starting to go south on us and is starting to form into a narco-slash-terrorist state in which the government there can't control much of what happens outside Kabul. So that's gone south. There's just so many things we've done wrong. I mean, Keith Olbermann had a feature from NBC last night about how this guy that we supposedly killed in Pakistan, that they had this picture of him up, and I can't think of his name right now, it just slips my mind, but that, you know, he was this Al-Qaeda's, this guy was really dangerous because he was the one that was involved in teaching these people how to work with poisons and bombs and all this stuff, and they had his picture on a website, I believe it was a CIA website, with a $5 million reward, and then it turns out that the picture they've got up on the website is the wrong guy.
Yeah, I remember hearing something about it, and I agree with you, Jeff. But I think the thing is that we need to look at what the Republicans are going to hold up as their successes. They're not going to hold up Bin Laden as a success. And for us to go after that, they're just going to say,
no.
Yeah, but we're still working on it.
What they are going to do is they're going to sit there and they're going to, because Bush already does it. I mean, he already does it every day. They're going to sit there and they're going to tell us, you and me, that when it comes to keeping the country secure, and then when it comes to security, never mind all the other issues that are out there, never mind the Abramoff scandal, never mind the fact that Medicare is a mess and is a boondoggle, never,
you know,
they weren't fraudulent, but the fact is, they were not, we can't lie. What are you advocating, that we lie? We can't lie. The fact is, we can say that, yeah, there was an election in Iraq, and the majority turned out to be Shia, and we could end up with a theocracy there, which is not exactly the democratic values that George W. Bush talked about. But we can't lie and say that the election was rigged and that it wasn't real. I mean, that's lying. You can't get, you know, they lie enough.
I don't think we need to lie. I think we need to do whatever. I mean, we need to do something to show that maybe they weren't fraudulent, but they were useless. Like I said, we need to, they're going to hold up these specifics, and we need to attack those specifics.
I don't disagree with you, but we have to be careful about how we do it, and you can't pull stuff out of whole cloth and claim that it's real, because we have an administration that has been doing this for years on end, and last five years they've been getting away with it, and last thing we want to do is be like them. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate the call. And it's true, they've been pulling off stuff for 5 years. I mean, they lied about getting into the war. Well, I mean, you know, you could talk about all the things. I mean, they're lying now about the NSA situation. And every day they go out and do this, they continue to keep lying. So we got to point these things out, but we can't be like them. And then the other thing we have to do is we have to present viable alternatives for health care, for education, for campaign finance reform, for Iraq. And that's just, you know, for energy independence. You remember Bush in the last State of the Union address talked about energy independence? And the fact is that bill that he signed about energy independence has done little or nothing to make this country energy independent. And we need to talk about being held hostage by Middle East countries over oil. And we need to present a coherent energy policy. And we need to get all of those things together. And I would ask Howard Dean, I would ask any ranking Democrat why we don't have this stuff together, and the fact that criticizing is just, right, and fair, but that we also have to have an alternative. All right, Bill Maher tickets to give away after 8:30. Bill Ritter and Barbara O'Brien in here at 7:30, and we'll have Gary Hart on at 9. Meanwhile, it's your phone calls. That's what it is, because it's open phones on Friday here from AM 760, Progressive Talk.
GOP calls him an SOB. It's J. Marvin. AM 760. Progressive Talk. Here's what satisfied customers are saying about the winter sale, now on at Men's Warehouse.
George, this is Tony Bonacorso, a satisfied customer. I walked into the store because you guys were having a sale. I bought a couple of suits, shirts, sports jackets. It was a wonderful sale. I think I really got a wonderful, wonderful buy. I saved over $1,100.
Hey, George. My husband, Don, said, let's go. We heard about the sale on the radio that you're having right now. So we went in, and we got more than we ever would have bargained for at any other store we could have ever gone to.
The Men's Warehouse Winter Sale, with savings of up to 50% on select styles, from corporate to casual.
The only way to beat a Men's Warehouse price is at the Men's Warehouse Winter Sale. I guarantee it. I'm George Zimmer, founder and CEO of Men's Warehouse.
The winter sale ends soon. 12 Denver area stores. To reach the Men's Warehouse nearest you, call 1-800-776-SUIT.
J. Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rose, The Majority Report, and Mike Malloy. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. The party still isn't over in Gaza. But in Ramallah, the incoming hardline Hamas government has serious work to do, and the help wanted sign is out. Hamas is asking defeated Fatah Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas to help it get organized and run a new government. He hasn't answered yet. Palestinian businessman Sam Bahor says Hamas knows the score.
It seems as if they have the leadership that has enough wisdom to understand that they must be able to provide jobs and provide economic growth to be able to remain in power.
Turkey is offering to play peacemaker between Hamas and the Israelis. It says Hamas should recognize Israel. The big question for Washington, what if Hamas doesn't back away from its threat to destroy Israel? CBS's Peter Mayer is live with one man's answer.
For starters, the top Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee wants to end the $150 million in U.S. aid to the Palestinians. Senator Joseph Biden has just returned from observing the Palestinian vote.
We think if you hold an election in a Muslim state, then all of a sudden that means you have a democracy. It's far from it.
The Bush administration is still assessing fallout from the election and considering the future of U.S. aid to the Palestinians. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
It's called Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. The city of Los Angeles calls it Grand Theft Porno.
You ain't gonna win this.
In a lawsuit, the city claims the violent but popular video game comes with hidden pornography. The game has an industry rating of mature, and the city says it would have been rated adults only if officials knew what was really in it. Before Katrina, New Orleans was mostly black. A Brown University analysis finds that a rebuilt Crescent City could be mostly white, losing 80% of its African Americans for a variety of reasons.
Their homes were too damaged, or because they don't have the financial resources to make the transition back, or simply because their renters, they've been rehoused in some other part of the country.
Study author John Logan. California has become the first state to declare secondhand smoke a toxic air pollutant. Some smokers are afraid that could lead to a ban on smoking, even in private places, like a car.
There's some places that are sacred, and my car is one of them.
Ina Kleina Nachtmusik. Mozart Mania is sweeping Vienna as it celebrates the 250th anniversary of the birth of a favorite son.
We have had our first opening night of a new opera house in Vienna. There's also new works of Mozart which are being composed, which are being written in the spirit of Mozart.
Culture official Andreas Pocconi. Ahead of the opening bell, S&P futures have slipped a little. They're up now less than a point. The government says the economy grew at a 1.1% annual rate during the fourth quarter of last year, and that turns out to be the slowest pace in some 3 years. This is CBS News.
This is Charles Osgood of the Osgood File. In this surly to bed and surly to rise world, it's nice to find a group of people who love what they do. The accountants at Grant Thornton are just such people. It's their passion for what they do, their expertise and partner involvement, that have made them one of the largest accounting organizations in the world, with member firms in over 100 countries. Visit grantthornton.com. It just might brighten your day, too. Grant Thornton, a passion for the business of accounting. This is Charles Osgood, and I'll see you on the radio on the Osgood File.
Hey, I just finished our taxes with TurboTax.
Shouldn't we have gone to one of those tax stores?
Well, TurboTax asks me questions just like the tax guy does, and then it puts the answers on all the right forms.
But the tax guy checks it.
Well, TurboTax checks for errors and missed deductions, too.
How do we know it's right?
Honey, calculations are guaranteed accurate. Besides, over 20 million returns were prepared with TurboTax last year alone.
Well, if it's so good, how much are we getting back?
Take a look.
Wow.
TurboTax. Taxes made easy, taxes done right. Learn more at TurboTax.com or visit a retailer near you.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, we're still seeing some trouble southbound I-25, just south of the tech center. Now, jam from Orchard, that's because of this five-car crash. It's tied into two left lanes at C-470. So if you're headed to C-470, it might be easier to get off southbound I-25 at Bellevue, go west to Quebec, and then south to C-470. That way you're going to avoid the delays. And if you're already stuck in the jams, you can do the same thing, just get off at Arapahoe. Now, westbound I-76, also seeing some trouble. Slow from 74th, that's because of this crash at E-470, and then southbound 225, starting to bunch up as you head into the tech center, slow from Parker Road on down. Around town, things are busy now on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal, and Highway 93. The turnpike actually looking pretty good. A little sluggish now eastbound around Federal. On to the forecast, going to be a nice one today with the sunny skies. A couple clouds here and there. Highs in the 50s, we're at 32 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, your progressive station. Your home for Jay Marvin.
And we got stuff to talk about this morning. We've got more stuff to talk about this morning than we got time.
Al Franken. Is he lazy or is he lying? Because it can't be both. And I'll say yes again.
Ed Schultz.
Obviously, there's a lot to talk about because of what is happening.
Randy Rhodes.
They're all addicted to some substance. Noel Bush, crackhead. Jenna and Barbara, underage drinking. George, both.
The Majority Report and Mike Malloy.
This is AM 760.
AM 760.
Progressive Talk.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
TomTom Go is your portable, everyday GPS solution. Just tap the screen and a helpful voice guides you on your way. Available at Best Buy, Circuit City, and other fine tailors. TomTom Go. Find your way the easy way. Learn more at TomTom.com.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Anytime you hear the United States government talking about wiretap, a wiretap requires a court order. When we're talking about chasing down terrorists, we're talking about getting a court order before we do so.
I'm obsessed with this topic, I admit it. 7:06, 6 minutes after 7, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Partly sunny today, high of 49. Bill Ritter and Barbara O'Brien coming up here at 7:30. Yeah, I'm just obsessed with this whole NSA wiretap situation. Americans are willing to tolerate eavesdropping without warrants to fight terrorism, but are concerned that the aggressive anti-terrorism programs championed by the Bush administration are encroaching on civil liberties, according to a latest New York Times CBS News poll, in a sign that public opinion about the trade-offs between national security and individual rights is nuanced and remains highly unresolved. Responses to questions about the administration's eavesdropping program varied significantly depending on how the questions were worded, underlying the importance of the effort by the White House this week to define the issues on its terms. The poll, conducted as President Bush defends his surveillance program in the face of criticism from Democrats and some Republicans that it's illegal, found that Americans were willing to give the administration some latitude for its surveillance program if they believed it was intended to protect them. 53% of the respondents said they supported eavesdropping without warrants in order to reduce the threat of terrorism. The results suggest that Americans' view of the program depends in large part on whether they perceive it as a bulwark in fighting terrorism. And Mr. Bush, you know, of course, has sought to cast it that way, or as an unnecessary, unwanted infringement on civil liberties. In one striking finding, residents overwhelmingly supported email and telephone monitoring directed at Americans that the government is suspicious of overwhelmingly, but they overwhelmingly opposed the same kind of surveillance if it was aimed at ordinary Americans. So, the poll signaled concern for Republicans as they prepare to defend their control of the House and the Senate in midterm elections coming up in this November. Investigations into congressional corruption are taking a toll as the elections approach. 61% of Americans now hold an unfavorable view of Congress. That's the highest in 10 years. Republicans seem more likely to be unduly influenced by lobbyists. And the Republican Party is not viewed unfavorably by 51% of the nation. It's worse since Mr. Bush took office. By contrast, 53% said they held a favorable view of Democrats. So we're leading in that area. But we just have to make all of this ethics stuff and the NSA stuff stick. All right, it's open phones here this morning. And also, I don't want to overlook the Hamas situation in Palestine either. And I agree with Joseph Biden, we should cut off the Palestinian Authority's money. I don't know about you, but I don't want my tax dollars going to an avowed terrorist organization. And in a way, I understand why the Palestinian people did what they did, because the Palestinian Authority is corrupt. You know, Fatah is corrupt. The organization that that runs Palestine is, and the you know, the areas under the Palestinian Authority control are, you know, corrupt. They don't deliver services. Hamas has a record of doing those kinds of things. But Hamas's position towards Israel is unacceptable. And you know something? It would be unacceptable against any state. The destruction, quote-unquote, of any sovereign state. So, Joseph Biden is absolutely correct. And you know something? As much as I, and you know I don't agree with George W. Bush on much, he's correct too. That these people have got to give up this idea of wanting to destroy Israel, that they have to disband their army and come into the mainstream. And I don't care how many votes they get. But I don't want my tax dollars going to those people. If you do, you go ahead and do it. I mean, I just don't. But I think the majority of us don't want that. I think if you ran up public opinion polls, I think the majority would side with Joseph Biden. I think the majority would side with the president that, hey, man, we're not going to spend the money. It's just not going to happen. All right, let's go back to the phones, and we go to Christian in Boulder. Christian, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. It's been a while.
Hi.
How you doing?
Okay.
I've been doing some thinking about this wiretapping thing and why Bush would need to go around the FISA court, which is really not much of an impediment. And what I came up with is that basically if you needed to do this big dragnet thing, like, you know, using the NSA's program, the Echelon program.
Right.
You would need to get millions of warrants, or possibly billions. I mean, literally, there are billions of messages. It's estimated that, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of 2 billion messages get recorded each day or flagged by the NSA. Not all of them are useful, of course. But they'd have to get archived and, you know, someone has to go through all this.
Yeah,
so
but there's
if they have millions, then that would overwhelm this tiny FISA court.
No, not really, because what you do is...
It wouldn't it?
No, because what you do is you've got to build a case for further eavesdropping. You've got to build a case for being able to do it through oath or affirmation. Under the FISA law, they have 72 hours to be able to get that done. So what you do is...
Right. And I'm told that under the War Powers Act, he has longer than that.
Well, you know what? I haven't seen that written down. But let's say he does have.
Well, I'm not sure of that. Okay,
But we'll go with where you're going. Let's say he's got 15 days, 2 weeks, 14 days. Okay. Then what you do is you establish a pattern that points to probable cause, and then you go to the FISA court and get a warrant. Sucking up the the phone conversations of school teachers, of journalists, of ordinary Americans, who simply place a long distance call, is not only counterproductive but it's also illegal.
Right. It's absolutely verboten. It's against the American spirit that's written into the Constitution. It's a complete violation. There's no way around that.
Well, and here's the other thing about it. Let's say Pfizer doesn't work. Let's say it's unworkable.
Well, if
well, wait a minute. Let's say yeah. Let's say Pfizer's unworkable. Then you know what you did. Then you know what you do. You go back to Congress. You tell them it's unworkable. You ask them to change it.
Right. You just say, look, we need a bigger FISA court. We need more authorization.
Or we need the laws modified.
Yeah, I mean, you put a, you'd create a lot of new jobs, wouldn't you?
Well, but the administration has done nothing about it, have they?
Well, they don't care about rules. I mean, it's very simple to me. If you don't care about playing by the rules, if you really don't care what people think, and you want to, if you figure, oh well, if I'm doing, above 35% in the polls, well, go for it. And that's what they think now. They think that, well, they've got maybe, 50% of the people on board, so who cares what the other half of America, the other 150 million people think? They don't give a...
Well, yeah. See, here's what I think. Here's what I think's happening, and I can't remember who was voicing this opinion about this. If you think about it, it really makes sense. I can't remember if it was Dana Milbank of the Washington Post or somebody was bringing this point up, and it really makes sense. Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld were involved in the Ford administration.
Yeah.
And the Ford administration, the powers of the presidency in the Ford administration were shrinking after Watergate.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't like it. And they've stewed about this and been upset about it for 30 years. They've thought it's wrong.
That's right.
And now,
they're
in the driver's seat. So, they're going to try to change that. And they're going to come across with this attitude of, we can do what we want when we want to do it, because it's in the executive powers of the presidency. And in my opinion, and in the opinion of a lot of other people, and I'm sure in your opinion, you know what? They're flat wrong.
Yeah. Well, I know based on what's written in the Constitution that they're wrong. I don't need an opinion.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly, you know what? It's exactly right. I mean, it's not
about opinion.
Yeah. I agree. It's wrong. Kristen, thanks, man.
Yeah,
have a good weekend.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to Scott in Denver. Scott, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How are
you? Hi. Okay, how you doing?
Good. This whole thing about Hamas, I find that the Palestinian issue is pretty interesting because it divides both Democrats and Republicans. You say we can't deal with Hamas. Well, one man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter. And if we're going to take our money and not give it to the Palestinian Authority and not support them, let's take money away from the number one recipient of USAID, which is Israel. I mean, you can make the case that they carry out terrorist activities against the Palestinians.
Well, see, I don't believe that. I don't think that they do. That's number one. I think some of the things they do are wrong, but I don't think that you could classify them as being a terrorist state. That's number one, because I don't think they engage in wanton violence, but I think that they do things that are absolutely wrong. And number two, Israel has a long history of democratic institutions where the Palestinians do not. This is only like what, their first election that they've ever had, and I think that it's exactly right of this country, and it's exactly right not only of us, but a lot of European countries are making the same statements that they're not going to deal with somebody whose avowed mission in life is to, one, destroy Israel, which is a sovereign state, and two, to have a paramilitary army outside the boundaries of a duly elected government.
Yeah, well, one of the things I've been hearing I've been watching this in the news quite a bit is now that they're elected, that there'll be a tendency to be a little bit more moderate. And, I hope that's the case, but, they've had elections and they were just fed up with, the Fatah organization. And, this is democracy. This is what we're saying we want in the Middle East, right?
Yeah, but when you say you want democracy,
hold it.
Will you let me answer?
Okay, sure.
When you say you want democracy, that's fine, but that doesn't mean that you have to carte blanche go along with it. I mean, you can oppose it, and you can particularly oppose it when it's your money, when it's your dime and it's your coin. You turn around and you can say, hey, I'm not supporting that, and I don't think that I want to have anything to do with it. And
right,
then it's up to them to either modify their stance, because you do have them on a string monetarily, or to reject that and then end up not getting the money.
Right. Well, it's just to me another case of it's democracy as long as we like it.
No, it's not. It's not democracy as long as we like it.
We've done it in the past.
We may have done it in the past, but it boils down to the fact that we can dislike the outcome, but we have the right to say, and we are the largest supplier of money to the Palestinian cause, to the Palestinians, we have a right to say, you know what, not with our dime as long as you have this position. This is not a right or left position. This is a position that anybody would take. This is a common sense position. You're not saying, we're not talking about going in there and subverting it. We're not talking about going in there and overthrowing it. We're just saying, look, if this is the direction you want to go in, fine, but you're not. But you know what, we're not going to go along with you because we don't think it's right.
So we're not going to give our money to any government or organization that does things that we consider subversive. We don't do that every day.
Well, name me a situation where we do.
Oh, we give the number two recipient of U.S. aid is Egypt, which
is Egypt a threat to the region? And if so, how?
It terrorizes its own people.
Well, that's a whole other story. Now, if you want to get into the internal democratic operations of Egypt, yeah, we have a right to lean on them about that because we don't agree with what they're doing. But then they also have the right to turn around and say, hey, you're messing in the affairs of a sovereign state.
You know,
but we have the exact same right there as we do with the Palestinians.
You know, the thing about the Democratic Party, we've always supported suppressed people. But when it comes to Israel, we have a blind eye because the Democratic Party does whatever Israel wants.
Well, you know something? You can believe that, and you can drive around all day, and you can have that feeling. But trust me, here's the deal. On our dollar, on a taxpayer dollar, supporting an organization that talks about the destruction of another sovereign state, which the Egyptians do not, and carries around that kind of rhetoric, doesn't deserve our support. Arab, Israeli, from the moon, or wherever. Thank you for the call. 7:19, 19 minutes after 7, AM 760, Progressive Talk, open phones at 303-770-600, and Bill Ritter and Barbara O'Brien in here in just a few minutes.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, around town, things are busy on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal, and Highway 93 between Boulder and Golden. The turnpike's starting to slow eastbound from Federal over towards Pecos and seeing some rail trouble south of the Tech Center. Southbound I-25 just loaded up, approaching Orchard now. That's because of this five-car crash tying up the two left lanes at C-470. Now, to try and avoid some of those jams, you can get off at Bellevue and take that west to Quebec and then south to C-470. On the north end of town, southbound I-25, seeing the usual delays coming out of the Thornton North Glen area right into downtown. A little sluggish now through T-Rex. And we have another crash working westbound I-76 at E-470, so expect some jams from 74th. Under the forecast, going to be a nice one today. Sunny skies, highs in the 50s. We're at 32 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Battery trouble? Then get in the zone. AutoZone, before battery trouble leaves you stranded. Fact is, if the battery in your car is more than 4 years old, you're at risk. Don't take chances. Get to AutoZone now. AutoZone has batteries for practically every car and every budget, including our best-selling Duralast battery, backed by a 7-year warranty and a 2-year free replacement guarantee. So don't risk getting stuck with a dead battery. Just get in the zone. AutoZone.
Ambassador Andrew Young has teamed with Operation Hope founder John Bryant to help eradicate poverty through financial literacy education. Mr. Bryant, what's the goal?
To empower 5 million youth in 5 years in financial literacy.
Ambassador Young, what does it take to achieve this goal?
It takes an army of volunteers, business leaders, educators, the entire community. We need the community's help.
To volunteer or donate, please call 877-592-HOPE. That's 877-592-HOPE. Or visit us online at OperationHope.org.
7:21, 21 minutes after 7 a.m., 760 Progressive Talk. I got to say something about this. So we got Bill Ritter and Carol O'Brien coming in. Barbara O'Brien, I'm sorry, Barbara O'Brien. She's the lieutenant governor nominee, and Bill Ritter, of course, is the Democratic nominee. Is not the right word here. I'm getting confused. She's the candidate for lieutenant governor, and Bill Ritter is a candidate for governor. So studios, the doors stay closed in these studios, and they can get sometimes a little funky. So Turk comes in here and sprays it down with something like Lysol or whatever, and it smells like a bad men's cologne in here. Whew! I'm telling you, and it's making me, it's just irritating my cough. Nice move, Turk. They're going to think that we like wear a gallon of cologne in here.
Hey, right. We're just getting the studio nice and tidy and clean for them.
Yeah. 7:22, 22 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You know, when it comes to our pets, marrying our pets, Coco and Jackson, we love them. We really do. And you know, there's a survey out there that shows 79% of pet owners give their pets holiday or birthday presents, and we do. We give them both. We give them birthday presents, we give them holiday presents, and sometimes we give them presents for no exact reason other than they're alive, and we really do love them. Coco, who's a Welsh Corgi, if you've got a Welsh Corgi or you're thinking about getting a dog, you really ought to look into getting a Welsh Corgi. They're fabulous animals. And we also have a Minpin, Jackson, who looks kind of like the painter Jackson Pollock, and he's a real character, too. And sometimes they fight over each other's gifts, too, which we try to, you know, we try to be equal. But they also fight over each other's food. And one of the things that we've always done is to feed them Purina One. I can't really talk to you about what our dog's health was like before we took the Purina One challenge because we took it right away. And we've always fed them Purina One since they've been puppies and now as grown dogs. But you know something? If your dog lacks energy, flaky skin, you can turn all of that around by taking the Purina One Challenge, the 30-day Purina One Challenge. Simply pick up the phone and call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK today. That's 1-888-606-BARK today to take the Purina One 30-Day Challenge. And you get a free health scorecard for your dog, plus a free 4-pound bag of Purina One for your puppy, adult, or senior dog. And it's free, so what do you got to lose except to make your pet's health better? 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. Call today. You can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Kmart.
Travelocity presents The Roaming Gnome, denouncer of travel myths. Myth number one, cruises are too darn pricey.
Nonsense. With Travelocity's cruise super sale, there are tons of splendid cruise deals.
Myth two, do not bring your own tunes to the cruise ballroom.
What? It's a classic.
As an exclusive benefit, MasterCard cardholders get up to $300 back. Visit Travelocity.com/supersale for details. Restrictions apply. Travelocity. You'll never roam alone.
Dickin' it to righties everywhere. J. Marvin, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
All right. 7:24, 24 minutes after 7 in low definition radio. This is J. Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 49, partly sunny skies. Looks like a beautiful morning out there this morning, and it's Friday, too. So we got the weekend coming up, and it's open phones. Bill Ritter and Barbara O'Brien in here in about 5 minutes. Well, actually, about 7 minutes here on AM 760. And then later on, at after 9 o'clock, it's former Senator Gary Hart. He'll talk about the Be the Change event, and also we'll pick his brain about things that are currently going on. And then after 8:30, we got a chance for you to win Bill Maher tickets, too. All right? So we got all that going on here this morning on AM 760. Let's go to Vicki in Denver. Vicki, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey.
Hi, Vicki.
Hi. I just wanted to I just wanted to read this Salazar statement. Did you hear that he's not going for filibuster?
Yeah, that he's he won't vote for Alito, but he's against the idea of a filibuster.
Well, then what the hell is that about? Why bother?
Well, I don't agree with him. I mean, I think they should go for it, but he apparently doesn't believe that that they should go for it. And you know what? I give him credit for one thing. I mean, he's going to vote against Alito. At least that's better than Senator Tim Johnson of South Dakota, and Robert Byrd of West Virginia, and Ben Nelson, who they're going to vote for Alito.
I don't know, Jay. These guys just. I think we better start looking for a new senator. We better find somebody. When's he run again? Do you know?
He was just recently elected, and he's got a 6-year term, so you'll have to sit down and do the math on that. The next senator up, I believe, is Allard in 08.
Yeah, well, he's another one. He says it would just be irresponsible to politicize the judicial confirmation process. Oh, my God.
Well, I think he's definitely wrong about that. I think it already is politicized. I think it's especially politicized when you've, you know, got people like Orrin Hatch and Sam Brownback, making statements about, we could go on and on about all of this. But you know what?
I
think it is. I think it's definitely politicized, and I think the guy's out of the mainstream. He shouldn't be on the Supreme Court, and he's going to affect this country for generations to come. And I'll tell you, I've said this before on the air. I'll say it again. If he gets in there with John Roberts and they vote to overturn Roe v. Wade, then, you know what, I want to talk to all of those moderate Republican women who may believe in a woman's right to choose, but voted for Bush anyway because they were buffaloed over the whole Bush and the war on terror and the whole security issue, and they got buffaloed by that. And now, congratulations, look what you've got.
Yeah, I know. Well, but to me, Roe v. Wade isn't the biggest, you know, I mean, yeah, of course they can't do that. But the biggest thing to me is that Bush is just going to have, you know, he's going to go uncontrolled. He will have nobody. We will have no Supreme Court to pull him back.
Well, you're right, because Alito's got a very, very strong belief in the unitary president, so... That's also going to be really rough. You're right. We got a rough. You know what? We're in for some rough years, and hopefully we can start turning it around in 06. But man, I just don't know what it is about Democrats that they just can't pull together on anything. I wish I knew. I wish I had an answer. Vicki, thanks for the call.
You're welcome, Jay. Have a good day.
Okay, you too. Yeah, what is it about Democrats they can't pull together? That we can't get together on anything, it seems like. Let's go to Gina in Boulder. Gina, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, I just have a question for you. Do you know if it's true that with the wiretapping, that they're basically just tapping people that are calling Mohammed Akhbin from Iran or Iraq, and it's not really everyday conversations?
You know what? You can go by what the administration claims, which is they're only wiretapping people who call from inside the United States to somebody in a targeted area outside the United States, or they're targeting somebody who receives a call from outside the United States inside the United States. But it is, no matter what they try to say and no matter how they try to you know, parse it out as is, and no matter how much they try to use a Nixonian defense that because I want to do it, that makes it right, We don't know. We don't know the extent of what they're doing. We don't know the extent of what's going on because there's nobody to provide any checks and balances. And do you believe what this president tells you?
Not for the most part, but I think that if people felt that they could be ensured that that was the only thing that was happening, I think people wouldn't be as upset about it.
Well, then you've also got another thing. How about if I call somebody in the Mideast? How about if I call somebody in Cairo? Because I got a friend living in Cairo. Or I call somebody in Amman because I got a friend living in Amman.
Right.
Suppose that friend's name is Mohammed, or he's an Arab national.
Right.
Then all of a sudden the NSA starts listening into my conversations. Do I immediately surrender my Fourth Amendment rights simply because I made a call to Cairo?
No, I almost can see their argument, though, especially when we're at war.
No, you know what? No, because that doesn't work. Because the Constitution hasn't been suspended, that there's a FISA law in place, and war or no war, we're not living in a police state, and you don't go around the law. If you don't like the law, you seek to change it, but you don't turn around and you don't break it. Thanks for the call, Gina. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
All right. Let's get a look at progressive traffic now at 7:31, 29 minutes in front of 8. With a woman who never breaks the law, particularly on I-25. Here's Bailey.
Thanks, Jay. Trouble spot this morning is this crash south on I-25, just south of the tech center. Jam solid from Orchard on down because of this five-car crash. It's tying up the two left lanes at C-470. So if you're headed to C-470, might be easier to get off south on I-25 at Bellevue, go west to Quebec, and then south on, that'll take you down to C-470. That way you're going to avoid the jams. And if you're already in the jams, you could do the same thing, just get off at Arapahoe. Now, crews have cleared this crash westbound I-76 at E-470. Still a slow ride from 74th on over. And now the car with a flat tire eastbound I-6 at Federal. Around town, seeing the usual delays along Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93, and the Turnpike a little slow eastbound from Federal to Pecos. On to the forecast. Going to be nice today. Mostly sunny. Highs in the 50s. We're at 33 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Listen to AM 760 all day and all night on AM760.net. Download show clips and interviews to your MP3 player. Join the Progressive Club. Find out about upcoming contests and events. Stay connected with AM760.net.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK, the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. You can even finance it with 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-700-5075. That's 1-800-700-5075. 1-800-700-5075.
732, 28 minutes in front of 8 o'clock here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. I don't know about you, but I want to get the most bang for my buck. See, people believe, the right believes, that because you're progressive or you're democratic, that you like to throw money around. Well, I don't think that's true. I don't know about you, but I want to get the most bang for my buck. That's why when I talk about buying an automobile, I go to Rockies. And Mary and I have gone to Rockies repeatedly. Why? Because you get the best deal on the cleanest late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs. Good-hearted people to work with and people you can trust. Like my friends out there, the Alshear brothers, Tom and Marv, and Spanky, and Colby, and Isaac, and Fred Labrato. I mean, there's just all kinds of people, over 100 employees working out there to help you. And they help you get the most for your money. And they treat you the way you should be treated, with respect. Every automobile is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care. 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. See the inventory, see their business philosophy, and if you see something you like, you can even pre-qualify for a car loan. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. So drop by and see them this weekend. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. Get the most bang for your buck from the great folks at Rockies.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
He said, "Since the general civilization of mankind, I believe there are more instances of the abridgment of the freedom of the people by gradual and silent encroachments of those in power than by violent and sudden usurpations." President James Madison. Hello, I'm Nina Else, one of 20 booksellers at the Denver Book Mall, 32 Broadway between 1st and Ellsworth Avenues. Please join us in support of Progressive Talk AM 760.
You want to save money, right? But triple pane windows are too expensive. Wrong. Odyssey Windows are the most affordable triple pane window you can buy. Find out yourself. Go to odysseywindows.com.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good. Oh, it's off. Hello. Are we broadcasting? Yes. Good morning. It's 7:35, 25 minutes away from 8. High today, 49. Partly sunny skies. Coming up shortly, gubernatorial candidate Bill Ritter and his running mate Barbara O'Brien. As a matter of fact, we're working on getting them in here right now. But until they get here, we'll take a call. But I may have to cut the call off when they come in. But Steve, you're up on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Jay?
Hi, Steve.
Hey, I just have a comment on the education issue and with the administration, what they've done to our educated kids. When I was in high school, I always learned that the Congress, they had to approve a war state in the United States, and Bush didn't do that. So my question is, what are all these kids these days thinking? Like, you know, how is the administration has misled them in this way, you know, what are these kids thinking? You know, you can go into a war without...
Well, because what you have is you've got what they learn in school, and then you've got what really goes on, and plus on top of that, you know, you've got the media beating down on you all the time. I mean, look at the ceaseless, propaganda that's going on with, the whole, in regards to the whole NSA situation. What you're talking about is a very, very, very tough road to hoe. All right, Steve, I got to run, man. Thank you. I appreciate
the
call.
Great.
And let's welcome here to AM 760 Progressive Talk, Bill Ritter. Bill.
How you doing, Jay?
I'm doing okay. Where's Barbara O'Brien?
She is en route.
okay.
We think the Beaupre campaign infiltrated our ranks and sent her to a different location, so she's actually on her way, and we'll be here, I think, shortly.
Okay. I want to get one thing out in the beginning here. I don't hate you. There are some people who think that I hate you. But it took us forever, number one, to get a hold of you. Try to get a hold of people in your organization to try to set this up. So we couldn't figure out why we couldn't get a phone call returned. And then the other thing we asked was, We ask if you will and why you haven't debated Gary Lindstrom so that we can see where both of you stand.
I don't think we've had any opportunity to debate. We were both in Broomfield together a week ago Saturday. There was an invitation by John Caldera for us to participate in a forum that was an Independence Institute forum. I've done a lot of Independence Institute forums, and I wasn't that wasn't the forum that I wanted to do because Caldera and I saw C&D completely differently, and I didn't want to make it a post-C&D, a postmortem on that. I'll absolutely debate Gary Lindstrom. I like Gary Lindstrom. I've seen him several times. We've been together. We were together in Broomfield. I think he went first. I went second. So I have no problem at all with that. And we have not refused an opportunity to appear together other than when John Caldera said the Independence Institute was going to host something. I didn't do that.
So you want to stay away from the Independence Institute more or less?
Yeah.
Okay. What about doing it here?
Oh, yeah. No, that's fine. Absolutely.
You know, in an informal manner, just have both of you come in here, and we'll ask you questions, and we'll take calls from listeners. You want to do it?
Yeah, that's fine. I don't know, Jay, about you getting a hold of me. I'm a very easy person to get a hold of, and I was practicing law. I mean, part of the thing that I still was doing until 2 weeks ago was working. I've got four kids, and I'm trying to feed my family at the same time I've been running for governor, so I worked full-time and had a campaign up until September, and then I went to halftime, and then I quit altogether 2 weeks ago, but I'm a pretty easy guy to get a hold of, so I don't know where the wires were crossed. I would have absolutely taken the opportunity to be on your show. So
okay, great, good. Let's talk about Mayor Hickenlooper because there's a lot of speculation.
Who?
There's a lot of speculation about whether he's going to get in, whether he's not going to get in. A lot of people feel that he hasn't given a definitive answer. A lot of people feel that he's the front runner. A lot of people feel that. Or it's been said that until he makes a decision, it hampers your fundraising effort. And a lot of people have said that, well, you know, that he's the front runner. What do you do if he gets in? What do you do if he gets in the race?
Oh, I stay in. I have, I filed last May. I raised about $700,000 over the course of 2005, had $500,000 in the bank at the end of it. And like I say, I quit my job. I chose a lieutenant governor. She is quitting her job. We are both committed to this process and committed to seeing this to the end. I got in this for the long haul. I have been well served by just keeping my face toward the wind, my eye on the horizon. There have been, a lot of speculation about other people getting in, about folks who were going to, get in and run, and it didn't pan out. And so for our purposes, the best thing that we've been able to do is just control those things we can control. I know the mayor. He is, I guess, in this decision-making process from what I read in the newspapers, but his decision is not going to impact my decision one way or the other.
So you wouldn't say step aside and seek another office?
I wouldn't say. You mean I wouldn't do that myself?
If Hickenlooper got in.
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
I have a vision for what I think this state needs to do, where it needs to go. You've heard me speak before. You were at the Douglas County Democrats dinner that night, and you heard me speak. That vision is very much the vision that's still alive. It's the place I believe I can take this state as governor. And if John decides to ultimately run in a primary, then we have a primary, and we'll see how that comes out. But it will be a competition of ideas, my vision, and will be out there, and the voters will have to make decisions. But I think I've made it clear, and I think I didn't read the Rocky Mountain News today, but there was a story, I think, planned for the Rocky Mountain News today where we talked about this, that I'm not getting out of the race.
All right, 7:41, 19 minutes in front of 8 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Bill Ritter in here with us, gubernatorial candidate. And we expect Barbara O'Brien, who's his lieutenant governor, gubernatorial candidate, his running mate, we expect her in here in a few minutes. Sticky issue, I've talked to you about it before, sticky issue, particularly for a lot of our listeners. A lot of our listeners express concern about this, and they express concern about it too, now with Alito probably being confirmed, and the chance that the Supreme Court would overturn Roe versus Wade, and that it would go to the states, and that that you're against a woman's right to choose.
I'm opposed to abortion as a matter of just faith and conscience, and I know there are people that feel the other way and have equally strongly held convictions. I've made it clear that it is not part of my agenda to try and change the law, It's not anything that's a part of an affirmative agenda on my part. That I, as the DA, respected Roe v. Wade as the law of the land. I prosecuted people who harassed women coming in and out of abortion clinics. I prosecuted an individual who did damage to an abortion clinic and to a Planned Parenthood clinic. I put him in prison, actually. My office did. And it's still that way for me. It is the law of the land, and I respect it as the law of the land. I think we need to focus on reducing unintended pregnancies. I've talked with NARAL, the executive directors. There have been two of them since I've announced my candidacy. I've talked with board members of NARAL. I've talked with Planned Parenthood board members. We have great common ground on things we can do in this state to reduce unintended pregnancies. What I have said is, to the extent there are any restrictions that I see as a governor that come my way, the thing that I believe we should never do is criminalize it, either for women or for doctors.
I suppose it ends up in your lap.
That's what I say is, if there are restrictions,
you'd leave it as is. You wouldn't criminalize it. You say that, but
yeah,
would you side with those who would like to make it against the law? Because you know there'd be a struggle. But those who would like to make a woman's right to choose against the law in the state of Colorado.
Sure. You know, Jay, the problem is we get into this area of the hypothetical, and if you've been around the legislature and you've watched a legislation move through, it's impossible to answer. And in fact, one of my mentors, Roy Romer, would say never answer the hypothetical. And so I have said it's not part of my agenda to change it. I've said that I don't believe in criminalizing it to the extent there is any possibility it becomes change. I've said we need to focus on reducing unintended pregnancies, and that I think there's great common ground, and that that's actually where the battle is ultimately won around this serious social and political wedge issue.
I'm not trying to get crossways with you, but I just, to a lot of us, a woman's right to choose and a woman's right to privacy is a central issue, and there are a lot of people who feel like they can't support you because of your position on this.
And what I can tell you is, I talk about this. I talk about this out on the stump. I talk to Democrats about this. There is absolutely a right to privacy, and Roe v. Wade recognizes that the United States Constitution has a right to privacy for women that's extended to the right to choose. I recognize that as the law, and as the law of the land. I'm not going to sort of travel into this place of what happens if.
But I think it's something you realistically have to look at. Because it could happen.
We have a pro-choice state. It's modestly pro-choice, I'd say. People who aren't wildly pro-choice, they're modestly pro-choice as a state. And I would also say that we have a legislature, even when it was controlled by Republicans, that was a pro-choice legislature. So, people who say, well, this Supreme Court case could get overturned, and then say it comes back to the state, it is not something that just falls to the lap of the governor. It has to make its way through a whole host of public policy gateways before it ever gets to the governor. And this is in a pro-choice state with a pro-choice legislature, even when it was controlled by Republicans. I have said what I've said, that it's not part of my agenda to change the law. And something I've also said is, if something comes to me as a dramatic change, my preference would always try and be to refer it to the voters, so that I'm one vote, not many. I'm not the vote. I'm one vote, and that's the other part of that we have a state where we have a constitution that has bear hunting in the constitution, and with an issue as serious as a woman's right to choose, and something that has been embedded in our legal culture for as long as it has, that it really is something that would probably be better decided by the voters in a state like ours that has the initiation process, where you can initiate a measure and take it through, or the referred process. But in either case, I'm not trying to avoid your question. What I'm telling you is I've been clear about this. And, I think, Jay, the easiest thing for me would have been to come into this and say, I've evolved and I fully support a woman's right to choose from beginning to end. If that had happened, there wouldn't be any specter of a primary right now. But I'm trying to tell you personally where I am on this, and that I'm opposed to it as a matter of faith and conscience, and I know for that reason that I have the specter of a primary out there. That's the way it is, and that's what you'll get from me.
All right, fair enough. I mean, I'm not trying to insinuate that you're not telling the truth, or I'm not trying to
No, and I
impugn on your integrity, but I think, I know you know this, but I want to say it again. There are a lot of people who listen to this radio station where if your name comes up, that's a continuing issue. So all I'm trying to do is just get it out there on the table. That's basically all I'm trying to do.
And I intend to have that conversation as much as I need to with the voters of this state so they understand where I am and can make a decision. Fully understanding where I am on this deal.
All right. 7:47, 13 minutes in front of 8 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. More with Bill Ritter, and we'll be joined by Barbara O'Brien, who is running for lieutenant governor. Talk to both Bill Ritter and Barbara O'Brien some more. And then after 8 o'clock, we'll take your calls for him here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
We're seeing the usual delays around town. Busy on Foothills Parkway, Highway 93, and the Diagonal as you make your way between Boulder and Longmont. Arapahoe, Broadway, and Bayside are busy, and the Turnpike a little sluggish eastbound now from Federal over towards Pecos. Now, still seeing some trouble southbound I-25 south of the Tech Center. Jam solid as you approach C-470. That's because of a five-car crash. Tying up the two center lanes there. So probably your best bet, get off southbound I-25 at Bellevue, take that west to Quebec, and then south to C-470. I-70 now seeing a problem. Eastbound have a flat tire right around Federal. And westbound, I-76, crews have cleared an earlier crash right at E-470. Still a pretty slow ride from 74th on over. On to the forecast. Going to be a nice one today. Sunny skies, highs in the 50s. We're at 33 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Randy Rhodes.
Yeah. The president can't stop lying. See, he's got a very dysfunctional relationship with the truth because he's got this personal compulsion to say whatever makes him look good at the moment because he can't stand being despised. His own parents have nothing good to say about him. So he'll stage a major photo op.
Major combat operations in Iraq have ended.
When they haven't.
Randy Rhodes. Weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Do you really know your past? The history behind your family and who you are. In less than 5 minutes, we can help you start to find out. At Ancestry, we help millions of people just like you connect with their family roots from the recent past to 10 generations or more. We're so sure that we can find your family history. We'll send you a free report with fascinating facts on your family name at no cost to you. Call 1-800-300-3414. That's 1-800-300-3414. 1-800-300-3414.
If you have an adjustable rate mortgage, you might be taking risks with your family's biggest investment.
Homeowners, rates won't stay this low forever. Call the mortgage store today. Don't miss out on taking advantage of historic low rates.
The economy continues to improve.
And the Federal Reserve has begun to raise interest rates.
But right now, you can still lock in a low fixed rate mortgage in the fives.
The mortgage store is a direct lender, so you're guaranteed the best pricing and the best service. Here's what our customers had to say.
It was just so easy. I've never had a refinance so easy.
We closed within days and saved over $350 a month.
We approve our own loans, so even if you've had some credit problems, you can still call us today and get a great fixed rate mortgage in the fives.
Don't procrastinate. Call the mortgage store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and be sure to ask about the 6 months with no payment option. Open evening and weekends. Call now. 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor. Now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I have a fuller head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really works.
Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. This is a limited-time offer, so call right now. 1-800-450-9480. That's 1-800-450-9480.
Lay's, get your smile on.
I've been thinking about a sandwich and Lay's all morning.
How do you like the new Baked Lay's cheddar and sour cream potato crisps?
I don't do baked. I want real cheddar cheese flavor.
But you're eating them now.
These are baked.
With new Baked Lay's cheddar and sour cream potato crisps, you can eat sensibly without sacrificing great taste.
I'm going to have to rethink some things.
Get the great cheesy taste of Baked Lay's cheddar and sour cream with a low-fat sub today at Subway Restaurants.
Lay's, get your smile on.
Don't miss another great event sponsored by Be the Change USA on January 28th. Our speakers include former Colorado Senator Gary Hart, Andrew Romanoff, Joan Fitzgerald, Terrence and Morgan Carroll, and Mike Miles. They're all on the program. Learn how you can help the Democrats win in 2006. The location is Jefferson County Fairgrounds. Go to BeTheChange.org for more information and to register. Or you can call 303-233-4345. That's 303-233-4345.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
If you haven't changed the oil in your car in the last 3 months or 3,000 miles, get to AutoZone and do it now. Because right now at AutoZone, when you buy 5 quarts of Quaker State conventional motor oil, you'll get a free oil filter valued at up to $3.99. See store for details. So don't put off your next oil change any longer. Protection and save money doing it with a free oil filter from AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:52, 52 minutes past the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 49, partly sunny skies. Not too bad looking out there. Let's see if we can do this. Okay, there we go. Oh, we have kind of like a little sound there. Can we do something about that? Can we do something about that, or are we going to have to share a mic here? And I'm talking to Barbara O'Brien, who is Bill Ritter's running mate, and Bill Ritter is here. But Barbara, hi.
Good morning.
Talk a little bit about yourself. For those people who don't know you, why would you make a good lieutenant governor? Talk a little bit about your qualifications and talk about yourself.
Well, I think the main thing is that Bill Ritter really wants to make kids the centerpiece of his administration. And I've spent the past 15 years trying to improve the lives of Colorado kids. You know, all kids, make sure their schools are good, make sure they get health care. So when we get elected, we're going to go in and we know how state government works. We know the good programs. We know how the budget works. So I don't think there'll be much of a learning curve. I think that with my experience and his leadership in public office, that we'll be able to hit the ground running.
All right, let's turn to something here that that bothers me, and I hope that it would bother you. The state of health care for kids, not only in this country, but here in the state of Colorado, and the fact that we have so many kids that are, you know, underinsured or not insured, how would you guys change that? How would you tackle that?
Well, there's actually no mystery to it. There are lots of states who have tackled child health care. We just haven't had an administration in almost 8 years that really put some vision and some resources into it. So there's a very affordable insurance plan that parents who are uninsured can buy for their kids. It's called the Child Health Plan. And because of Amendment 35, which was the increase in tobacco taxes, we're going to bring about 80,000 uninsured kids into that health plan. The parents will pay a little bit, and it'll be supported by tobacco taxes. You know, all we need to do is expand some proven programs. And I think if we really want to end up with an educated workforce in the 21st century, we've got to first make sure kids are healthy, and they're the cheapest group of people to provide health care to. They don't cost very much.
Right.
And what you do is end up with kids who can go to school. Their eardrums aren't scarred from ear infections that weren't treated. They can concentrate because they don't have cavities in their teeth that hurt. So we've put them into programs like the Child Health Plan, or we give incentives to businesses to offer dependent coverage. And then we make sure that when they get to school, there's a nurse at the school. And they've got reading teachers and tutors if they're a little bit behind. So there's nothing mysterious about it. It just takes a commitment to do it and the persistence to see it through.
Yeah, there's there are states in this union that are moving in the direction of making sure that, you know, kids are insured. One of them is Illinois under Governor Rod Blagojevich.
Yeah, he just signed a bill into law that I think provides universal health care for kids under 18. But just to expand on this point, just to take it sort of to a place that a lot of people can understand, we are a very healthy state, actually, where our population is concerned. We are, I believe, 44th in the nation with respect to how many of our kids are immunized, fully immunized. And we think that that's really a great showcase, something that we can talk about because it's something that's absolutely doable in a year or two to take us from there, to take us to one of the top 10 states in terms of the number of kids immunized in the state. It is about leadership, where people are doing things in the United States around child health care and really about health care at large, where people are looking for solutions, it's coming from governors typically and from legislatures, but from state lawmakers and governors who are saying, this is a crisis that in this state, in Colorado, we have 767,000 plus people with no health insurance. You mentioned the underinsured. That 767,000 number doesn't include the underinsured.
Right.
And so we think that is very much a part of something Coloradans should care about, that we have this crisis and there is no leadership around that.
Yeah, I think it's for me, I think it's morally wrong.
Yeah, I think it's a moral issue. I mean, I think that whether or not we address the uninsured. I had a meet and greet in the Denver area where an oncology nurse, she cautioned me to not talk about this just in terms of statistics. She said, I want to put a human face on it for you. She said, we have patients coming to us who don't have insurance, and because they don't have insurance, they are not seeking preventative care. And we're talking about cancer now. And by the time they get to us, they are terminal. And absolutely, their life could have been saved had they been able to seek preventative care at a time when they were in the very early stages of having a cancerous tumor. And she said, understand, this is about people actually dying. There's a statistic out there about how many people in the United States died last year because they didn't seek preventative care because they were uninsured.
All right. It's coming up to 8 o'clock. If you want to talk to either Bill Ritter and ask questions or Barbara O'Brien, 303-713-7600. Line up on the phone lines now. We'll put you on, and it's your chance to ask him questions. And I got a couple more questions for him, too. And we thank him for being in here this morning. The gubernatorial candidate on the Democratic side, Bill Ritter, and his running mate for Lieutenant Governor, Barbara O'Brien. If you want to talk to him, 303-713-7600.
White guy.
You know what I mean?
Dancing circles around conservatives.
Can't you just feel it?
Ed Schultz.
I'm shoveling right now behind the microphone.
The Ed Schultz Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
I feel good.
At Einstein Brothers Bagels, we think a routine morning is no way to kick off your day. How do you know if your morning is routine? Let me help. Wake up, routine. Wake up in an igloo, unroutine. Brush your teeth, routine. Let an attractive member of the opposite sex brush your teeth? Unroutine. Assuming you're not a pop-punk guitarist on tour in Eastern Europe. Driving to work? Routine. Dancing to work? Unroutine, but extremely time-consuming. Reheated, sloppy, fast-food breakfast? Routine. Fresh-baked power bagel? Unroutine. Fresh-baked power bagel eaten with one hand while fighting ninjas with the other and sipping a cup of darn good coffee through a straw? Yeah, now we're talking. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Start your day with a spinach and bacon breakfast panini served on grilled ciabatta bread. Try one today with a cup of our darn good coffee. Only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
AM 760.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes,
The Majority Report,
and Mike Malloy.
Your progressive station.
KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. The top Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee wants to cut off aid to the Palestinians. Delaware's Joseph Biden on the CBS News Early Show.
The fact of the matter is you cannot pour millions and hundreds of millions of dollars into a group that, in fact, calls for the destruction of an ally or for any country, that matter.
In Gaza City, CBS's David Hawkins tells us Hamas, which will lead the new government, doesn't seem to care what Washington thinks.
They know that they are not liked by the West, that by the U.S., that they are considered a terrorist organization. And I don't think that bothers them very much. I've talked to a few Hamas candidates who have said, so what? The West isn't in our camp anyway, so we're not really losing much. What good did U.S. support do Yasser Arafat?
Another day, another Hamas celebration. While their supporters whoop it up, Hamas leaders have to get organized so they can run the Palestinian territories now that they've won control. They're asking defeated Fatah Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas to help, but he apparently hasn't gotten back to them. 2005 was a pretty good year for the economy. It grew a solid 3.5%. But business activity was slowing by the end of the year, and fourth quarter growth came to just 1.1% on an annual basis, a little softer than Standard & Poor's chief economist David Weiss would have expected.
The 1.1% rise in GDP was a real shock. We'd expected about three times that, with most of the surprise coming because of a sharp drop in federal government spending, most of that concentrated in defense. You'd think the war was over or something.
The Senate is holding a third day of debate on the Supreme Court nominee Samuel Alito, but there's not much left to debate.
More than enough senators have now publicly announced their support for Alito for him to win confirmation, and Democratic leaders acknowledge they don't have the votes to sustain a filibuster. But Democrats like Jeff Bingaman of New Mexico are using the debate to press their points.
And I believe Judge Alito's confirmation will sway the existing balance on the court in a manner that will jeopardize many of the protections afforded to the American public.
Republicans stress Alito is qualified and insist his views on issues like abortion are not relevant. But CBS News, Capitol Hill.
What's new at the movies? How about not having to go to the movies to see the latest film? CBS's Steve Futterman has that from Filmland.
Double is the first of its kind, a film being released simultaneously in theaters, on pay-per-view TV, and on DVD. Greg Kilday of The Hollywood Reporter says theater owners are concerned.
They want to protect the current system we have.
Right now, this is sort of an experiment. Double's a small-budget film. The big worry for theater owners is if and when major releases like a Star Wars are also released simultaneously in theaters, TV, and DVD. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are ahead 38 points. The NASDAQ Composite is up 21. This is CBS News.
The following is a paid commercial message.
There seems to be a bit of a debate going on regarding the latest in cold sore treatments. Apparently, there's a new one-day cold sore symptom treatment called Relieve that relieves symptoms in just a day. And although it's new in the market, it's doing incredibly well. It's been my experience in this world that once in a great while, a new product or new breakthrough occurs, and it makes the world a better place. Seems that this Relieve is doing just that, making the world a better place. This treatment has been developed for 15 years, and although it's fairly new to the stores, it's been greatly successful helping people relieve the pain and symptoms of cold sores really fast. Symptoms, including pain, began relieving in minutes and were relieved in only 24 hours. That's a wonderful thing for anyone who suffers from those dreadful outbreaks. Relieve is spelled R-E-L-E-E-V. You can buy Relieve at CVS, Walgreens, Eckert Drugs, Jewel Osco Savon, Rite Aid, Duane Reade, Fred Meyer, Brooks, Kmart, Ralph's, Raley's, and other fine stores.
Rocky Mountain Cyberknife. Visit RockyMountainCyberKnifeCK.com.
AM 760. Progressive traffic.
Well, we are seeing a new problem with the ride. It's a flat tire eastbound I-70 at Federal, so expect a little bit of curiosity slowing there. Now, big issue continues to be southbound I-25, jamming from Orchard because of this five-car crash. It's now tying up the three left lanes at C-470. So if you're headed to C-470, probably a good idea to hop off I-25 at Bellevue, go west to Quebec, and then south, and that'll take you to C-470. Now, that way you're going to avoid the delays, but if you're already in them, you could do the same thing, just get off at Arapahoe. Around town, things picking up and busy on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93. The turnpike slows westbound from McCaslin over towards Table Mesa, and eastbounders looking at brake lights from Federal to Pecos and onto the four.
Everyone has a dream home, an ideal place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
In my dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and Stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want it.
On-demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime, only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with on-demand and Stars. Just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month. Applies to digital silver with Stars. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Restricted supply not available in all areas.
Did you hear that? Your customers did. To find out more about advertising, call Sean Doherty at 303-713-8318 or click on the advertisement tab in your media player.
American Exteriors wants to pay your heating bill. Call American Exteriors now at 303-7-WINDOW to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new energy-efficient American Exteriors replacement windows. Save 33%. And when you show them your highest heating bill, they'll knock that price off too. That's right, you'll save 33% off American Exteriors energy-efficient vinyl replacement windows. And when you show them your heating bill, they'll knock that price off too. This is an amazing offer. And with energy costs going nowhere but up, you'll have to take advantage of this incredible deal. Save money on your energy bills, beautify your home, and for a limited time,
and get 33% off. Plus, when you show them your utility bill, they'll knock that price off too. American Exteriors has been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years. And they're committed to your total satisfaction. So call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation. And for a limited time, get 33% off and let American Exteriors pay your heating bill. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
And I've spent my entire career working for kids in this state. You have to work with both Republicans and Democrats. And I've found that it's more important to find common ground and work on what you can get things done on than it is to be locked in little niches. So Bill and I agree on 1,000 different things about what needs to happen in Colorado. And in one area, we don't have the same opinion. But around a woman's right to choose, we both want as few unwanted pregnancies as possible. And I don't think anybody wants an abortion, would like to be able to avoid all of those. So emergency contraception, prenatal care for pregnant women, health education age in an age-appropriate way. There are so many areas where we completely agree. We'll just have friendly debates in this one other area, and then we'll go on and get to work.
All right, as long as they remain friendly, right?
Well, absolutely.
We talked about this coming into it, Jay. And so like she said, there are no two people I know that are thoughtful people that agree on 1,000% of all the issues that are out there. And I think it's important, again, to understand Barbara coming onto this ticket was because I requested that you do that and that I made a commitment to her that as a ticket, we would work on the future of Colorado's kids. And that's the most important thing to Barbara. It's the most important thing to me. And we believe it can happen.
Isn't it unusual, though, to pick a running mate this early?
Well, actually, in this state, it was only the last election where you could do this. This is, I think, the earliest anyone's picked a running mate. But for my purposes, I just really wanted to do something to make a statement around the kind of person I wanted to run with, Barbara O'Brien, and the passion that both of us have for this issue about the future of Colorado's kids. I had this interesting conversation with Dick Celeste. He's the former governor of Ohio, he's now the president of Colorado College, and he really did encourage me in thinking about lieutenant governor to pick someone who shared my passion. To not do something for a token sake, but just what is your passion? Pick someone who shares your passion, and then the two of us working together have this multiplier effect. And we have shared this passion as long as both of us have known each other and been around. And for my purposes, it was the best home run I've hit with Barbara being able to say yes to me and come on the ticket.
All right, let's take some calls. And let's get away from this issue for a second, and we'll go to Bill in Longmont, who wants to talk about something totally different. Bill, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Okay, thanks, Jay. Good morning, Barbara and Bill.
Morning.
Good morning.
I've got a question for you in regards to education. I applaud your platform. I think it's the right move in sizing children. How do you propose to take this state from its current 48th ranking per capita spending per child or per student? How do you propose to better that record? I think it's pretty abysmal myself.
Actually, it's I think we're 49th compared to other states where our personal income is concerned. We're in the mid-30s if you look at just per pupil spending around our per capita spending. So the answer is, first of all, Amendment 23 is sort of that place that protects spending for K-12 education. It's wound up being the floor as opposed to the ceiling that people thought it was when we passed it. We have to look at whether or not there's money freed up from C, and I think there's going to be that conversation in the legislature this year that can go to K-12 spending. What we really have to do is ask ourselves how we engage in reform in K-12 education, and doing that, first of all, take money off the table, and say, are there reforms that we can get to that are fiscally neutral? And there are all sorts of things that we can absolutely do around trying to give incentives to quality teachers to be in classrooms where kids are poor performing. My wife's a teacher. There are a whole host of educators in this state that are really impassioned about teaching children, but quite frankly, they don't feel like the present administration has been an ally of theirs. They've been viewed sort of in many respects as an enemy of school reform. They are not. They want to reform as well, and we're looking at how we deal with teachers. But there are a whole host of things. Again, if you look at the Colorado Children's Campaign, Barbara would say in the lower grades, we have to look at lower class sizes. That's probably not a revenue-neutral issue. And so we have to have a debate in the legislature about lower class sizes, and we have to ask ourselves, is there money available for lowering the class sizes in some school districts? Barbara, you might want to add to that.
I think another thing is to make it easier for people who have had careers where they have strong math and science skills to enter the classroom, especially in high school. We really need to get teachers with strong math and science credentials into more high schools so kids have a stronger education in that. And a lot of that is just lowering the barriers to people making a career change, giving them some help with the cost of going back to get a credential, things like that.
All right. Is that good enough, Bill? Appreciate the call.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay. School choice. Either one of you. I see Bill smiling. Go ahead.
I'm smiling. I'm opposed to vouchers, and I'm in favor of how we handle charter schools. I just think that we need to make sure that the funding formula is fair as it relates to charter schools, that, again, public schools take any kid coming in the door, and some of those kids have special needs. Those special needs children can sometimes ratchet up the per-pupil cost of educating those kids, and not all charter schools are required to do that, right? They don't have to have that same obligation. So I just want to make sure that the funding formula is fair, but there are some charter schools that have been very successful, wildly successful, and we should look to those schools as examples of things that can be done in education reform. But there are other charter schools that have not been successful, and we need to make sure that we're holding them accountable the same way we do public schools.
See, I may be overly paranoid, but I always see vouchers as just being another way to wage war on the public school system.
Well, again, this is an interesting thing you bring up, because Barbara and I have taken different positions on vouchers over the years. At the Colorado Children's Campaign, there was, and Barbara can explain it, but I don't disagree with you. I think that we need to emphasize reform in public schools to the extent school districts are having problems or poor performing. And that means that should be our priority, and that public money should be spent doing that.
Barbara, you disagree or agree?
Oh, I agree, but I think I would just add something to that. At the Colorado Children's Campaign, we really struggled with this. And we decided that it's possible to be for a fully funded, healthy, vibrant public education system and still understand that some kids are in special situations and some are in desperate educational circumstances. And as a children's campaign, we felt that we should be both for a strong public school system, but also know that there needs to be something else for kids that are just really in trouble. And I'd like to tell a brief little story.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. You have plenty of time.
There was a mom testifying before the Education Committee in the legislature, and she was asking them to support a bill that would create limited targeted vouchers just for low-income kids who were performing very poorly on their CSAP tests and also attending low-performing schools. And the legislature was really struggling with, you know, how to accommodate kids really in trouble. And one legislature said to her, well, we have a reform plan in process. You know, you just have to wait because we have to let this reform take hold. And she started crying, and she said, my son is 14. He can't wait. He can't read right now. You know, in 5 years when your reform plan starts to work, he'll be 19. He'll probably be a father, and he won't be able to read, and he won't be able to support his family. So I just feel that somehow we need to recognize that a parent who's in an urgent educational situation should at least try to find something immediate to try that's different for their immediate kids while we go about helping all public schools. And at the Children's Campaign, we helped pass Amendment 23. I mean, we ran an education campaign for the public that's credited with bringing in a lot of votes. We've been there for schools, but we also are for the individual child.
All right, fair enough. If you want to talk to Bill Ritter and you want to talk to Barbara O'Brien, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Tom, who's hanging on in Evergreen. Tom, hi, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Jay. Yeah, I'd like to make a comment and then ask a question. And I'd like to say that as Democrats, I think that we really need to put someone up who's electable in this state. And I think that the wrong thing to do to get hung up on this abortion issue. What I'm hearing from candidate Ritz is that it sounds...
He's on a cell phone. Try it again. Say that again. What you're hearing from Bill Ritter is what?
And pro-choice. He said he doesn't want to criminalize it. He said that he believes that a woman's right to choose is settled law, and I think that that's a good stance to take. Obviously he's basing that on his own beliefs, but it's also something that I think can appeal to a lot of voters in the entire state, and it's a silly issue to get hung up on. It's going to keep costing Democrats elections if we just hammer candidates to be staunchly pro-choice. So I think as Democrats we need to get off that and get to some of the more important issues that allow us to differentiate ourselves from the right-wingers.
All right. And you had a question?
Along those same lines, I would just like to ask Mr. Ritter what he would do if a bill came to him that tried to infringe on the rights of gays to have civil unions and or marry.
I'm actually supportive of civil unions, and I think that this is going to be something that will be played out next year at the initiated process. There are going to be a couple, of competing initiated measures. There is one, I think, that will, by statute, not by constitution, it will legalize a relationship between same-sex partners and give them the ability to be in a civil union where they have a legal relationship that is like a man and a woman in a marriage. And so I'm supportive of that.
All right. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate the call. And you're right. That is going to come up. And something that's not going to go away.
No, but I think it's interesting. I can't meet even a Republican under 35 years of age who thinks this is an issue. So I think over time, as a culture, we'll change our view and our thinking on this. And whether the time is next year or 5 years down the road, I believe there will be a day where same-sex partnerships, at the very least in this state, are legal.
All right. You just made an interesting comment, but I got to break here, but I'll follow up.
Okay.
When we get to the other side. 818, 18 minutes after 8, Bill Ritter and Barbara O'Brien in here. They want your vote. They want to be governor and lieutenant governor. 303-713-7600 if you want to talk.
Did you hear that? Your customers did. To find out more about advertising, call Sean Doherty at 303-713-8318 or click on the advertisement tab in your media player.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? It's time to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call for Care One services at 1-800-550-3312. Are you behind in paying medical bills or personal loans? Been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Call Care One services for a consultation and debt analysis at 1-800-550-3312. In just one call, you can find out how quickly your debt can be paid in full. People who call for Care One services save an average of 30% in payments every month. Some can save up to 57%. So if you're over your head in credit card bills, call now and receive a consultation and debt analysis. Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. That's Care One Credit Counseling Services. 1-800-550-3312. That's 1-800-550-3312.
Are you worried about your cholesterol or blood pressure? What about your joints? With all the news lately, what should you do? Well, have you considered omega-3 fish oil? Millions already have because it's safe, natural, and it really works. Fish oil is proven to support healthy triglycerides and blood pressure. And now new research reveals powerful benefits for joints, wrinkled skin, even focus and concentration. If this sounds like you, we can help. We want to rush you a free bottle of Purity's Advanced Omega-3. Simply call 1-800-771-7544 and ask for your free bottle. We know that once you experience our omega-3, you'll become a loyal fish oil customer. With 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil capsules, our omega-3 delivers better and faster results. It's doctor-recommended, purified, and mercury-free. So what are you waiting for? Call 1-800-771-7544 for your free bottle and experience the miracle of fish oil. That's 1-800-771-7544.
Ready to help you. Rocky's been family-owned and operated since 1982, and every car is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles. From United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. So get on out to Rocky's. They're located at the corner 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. You can't miss them. They got a big sign up there in the front. Occasionally, my picture's on that sign, but don't let that discourage you from going by. Rocky's Autos, good folks, good people to buy from.
Ambassador Andrew Young has teamed with Operation Hope founder John Bryant to help eradicate poverty through financial literacy education. Mr. Bryant, what's the goal?
To empower 5 million youth in 5 years in financial literacy.
Ambassador Young, what does it take to achieve this goal?
It takes an army of volunteers, business leaders, educators, the entire community. We need the community's help.
To volunteer or donate, please call 877-592-HOPE. That's 877-592-HOPE. Or visit us online at OperationHope.org.
Travelocity presents The Roaming Gnome, denouncer of travel myths. Myth number one. Cruises are too darn pricey.
Nonsense. With Travelocity's cruise super sale, there are tons of splendid cruise deals.
Myth two, do not bring your own tunes to the cruise ballroom.
What? It's a classic.
As an exclusive benefit, MasterCard cardholders get up to $300 back. Visit Travelocity.com/supersale for details. Restrictions apply. Travelocity. You'll never roam alone.
You can now get up on the left side of the bed. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Hey, 22 minutes after 8. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good morning. It's a high of 41. Or I'm sorry, 49 under partly sunny skies. With us is Bill Ritter. He is a candidate on the Democratic side for governor, and his running mate for lieutenant governor, Barbara O'Brien. And we're taking your questions at 303-713-7600. Two things. One, explain that, because you explained it to me off the air, and I want people on the air to hear this, that you said that when it comes to the whole issue of gay rights and gay marriage, that what Republicans under the age, that it wouldn't matter to, that it doesn't matter to Republicans under the age of 35.
Listen, I've talked to active Republicans who are young and under 35 or 30, and this issue about same-sex partnerships, interesting, gay marriage sometimes takes a different road, but same-sex partnerships and legalizing the relationship, they don't see it as an issue. Now, the reason it is an issue is because people who are 18 to 30 years old don't vote at the same rate that people who are 30 to 50 or the people that are 50 to 70 vote. If the people who are 18 to 30 years old voted, I think that you'd see different outcomes when gay marriage is put on the ballot in different states. The younger people are, regardless of political party, my experience in talking to them has been that it goes away as a significant issue.
There's an article this morning in the Rocky Mountain News. Salazar pushes for unity. He says back one gubernatorial candidate to avoid a costly primary. And let me just quote a little bit from this. Democrats need to unify behind one gubernatorial candidate soon to avoid a damaging primary, whether it's Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper or former Denver District Attorney Bill Ritter. That's the advice of someone who has been there and done that. U.S. Senator Ken Salazar, do you guys agree with him? Do you disagree with him? I mean, obviously what you'd like to see is, you'd like to see John Hickenlooper go, okay, I'm not going to run, right? So it'd just be down to you and Gary Lindstrom. Well, go ahead, elaborate on it.
I'd like to see Democrats coalesce behind one candidate.
And you,
and,
right?
I'd like it to be me.
But you know something? This gets into something else. This gets into something else about how Republicans are so good and so disciplined about their message, about standing behind, you know, each other. You look at the Alito situation. We've got three Democrats who are going to vote for him. They can't even stay with their own party. And then, Barbara, you and I had a discussion off the air, and I want to ask you about this, about how the two of you who disagree on a number of issues, how you're able, you know, to run together, and whether that's a good thing or a bad thing.
I think it's a good thing, and I would rather see a country full of people who felt like they could make principled decisions based on what they feel is right rather than following party orthodoxy. And I know there are some situations where that probably makes the Democratic Party weaker than the Republican, but I think it's really refreshing to have a man who's completely strong about having a running mate who in two areas has slightly different opinions and doesn't worry about that. And I wish we had more of that in this country instead of this coercing people to be lockstep. I think that stops thinking. It stops debate. It stops individuals from feeling they can call it like they see it. So I kind of think what Bill Ritter has done, and obviously I'm the beneficiary of it, but I think that should be more of a model of what we're striving for rather than lockstep orthodoxy.
I think people, you know, appreciate somebody who will step away from a party line and say what they really think. But then on the other hand, don't you think it's frustrating that Democrats at times just can't stick together about stuff?
Well, I don't know. Here's what I take a whole different view. It's troubling to me that people have become so cynical about the political process. And I think one of the reasons they've become cynical about the process is that they view people as just being in lockstep with special interest groups who provide the money and not willing at this level or that level to say, you know, this is how I feel about it, and it may be different than party orthodoxy, but I will certainly listen. And I will tolerate other points of view in the room, and we'll have a discussion about this. At the end of the day, I'll do everything I can to try and represent this state and my constituents the best possible. But people are cynical because they don't believe enough people do that, enough people in leadership positions. And I think, you know, in the debate over C&D on the other side, there were a lot of Republicans who stepped away and supported C&D. Bill Owens, I give him great credit for doing that. The two candidates for governor both opposed the passage of C, and I think in my heart of hearts, Bob Beaupre probably wanted C to pass, and it's one of the reasons Holtzman stuck him with his tag both ways, Bob. He wanted it to pass, but he publicly opposed it because he believed he needed to keep his base intact. That's a bad thing. That causes the rest of the state to look and say, well, it's just a one more sort of political step that he's taken, that where, you know, you got a guy that is likely to be a Republican candidate for governor, and how can we trust him? That's the problem I have.
All right, let's see if we can quickly get a call in here. Donald in Lakewood. Donald, you're on. Go.
Hello?
Hi, you're on. Go.
Hi, Jay. Mr. Ritter, I have a question. You were talking about education earlier, and my view is that education is a function of a vital economy. And I'm unemployed currently. I know a bunch of people that are unemployed. I know that commerce in the area in some ways is degenerated. What would you do to invite out-of-state companies and increase commerce in the area?
Well, I agree with you that, first of all, education is something that is fundamental to being able to do what you need to with economic development. And creating jobs is something that I think is absolutely important for the future of the state. There are two things you have to do. First of all, you have to market the state better than I think we have. There are all sorts of people in economic development that would say that the present administration has done an adequate job of trying to lure businesses here. And I think that's big businesses, medium-sized businesses. Secondly, we have to have the ability to say we are committed to our institutions of higher learning, our college system, our university system, and to the research components of that. We would have, I think, a far better time right now attracting the bioscience industry to the state of Colorado. I mean, we're building the Fitzsimmons campus, one of the biggest and best medical campuses in the world. We're ideally situated to bring bioscience and biomedicine to Colorado, but I don't think they'll do that if we have the lowest commitment per pupil spending in higher education of anywhere in the United States. You know, that's the thing that we have to do, show that we have commitments to public education at the K-12 level and at the higher education level, market the state to big businesses, and then finally, I think that you can do a far better job than they've done in trying to incubate small businesses. And there are all sorts of things that we can do in government to try and help that out. A lot of it has to do with how the economy is. But if you bring a big business here, there's a multiplier effect for small businesses in the kind of jobs that are created around it. Anyway, I'm getting the high sign, but there are all sorts of things.
We got to get some traffic, Donald. Thanks for the call. One line open at 303-713-7600, 830 at AM 760. Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at progressive traffic with the currently employed Bailey.
Thanks, Jay. Well, crews have cleared a five-car crash stop on I-25. Right after the tech center at C-470, so those jams are going to take you back to Orchard, but they are starting to move again, so should be no time before you get going. Now, it's southbound I-25 on the north end of town. Usual delays into downtown and through T-Rex. Northbound I-25 bunching up from Bellevue up through Hampton and southbound 225. Seeing a slow go from Colfax down to 6th Avenue and again from Parker Road into the Tech Center. And around town, things looking pretty good on South Boulder Road, Arapahoe and Broadway. Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal and Highway 93 move along just fine. And the Turnpike looking good for Broomfield and Westminster. And on to the forecast.
If you love your coffee and want to take it with you when you travel, you need to learn about Road Warrior brand Laptop Coffee. Laptop Coffee is travel-friendly coffee, sealed in personal tins. Plus, it's superior gourmet compared to the coffee most hotels leave for you in the room. Each tin contains 2 4-cup filter packs for 2 personal pots of rich, full-bodied, 100% Arabica coffee. You'll never have to endure lousy in-room hotel coffee again. For a free sample, click the ad on your screen or log on to laptopcoffee.com and order the free sample pack.
To August Wilson's Gem of the Ocean, a play that'll leave you shaken and breathless. For more information, log on to am760.net.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Discover the world's fastest way to learn a language, guaranteed. It's the amazing Rosetta Stone software, and you can try it free. Request a free demo CD-ROM by calling 1-800-600-4222. There's no tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Call 1-800-600-4222. 1-800-600-4222.
Are low grades and a poor attitude putting your teenager's academic and athletic future at risk? Hi, I'm Gene Fay, founder and CEO of Great Grade Strategies. If your child struggles with poor grades, telling them to study harder is not the solution. The truth is, most kids don't know how to study. How do I know this? Because for the last 4 years, I've been teaching the secret to great grades in some of today's most prestigious schools and have seen firsthand how simple techniques can work for the most inattentive and poorly motivated students. After just 1 month, you'll see more self-confidence, greater self-esteem, and a new I can attitude in the classroom, the playing field, and in life. I guarantee it.
Call now for your 30-day risk-free trial of Great Grades. Call 1-800-696-6420. It's easy, fun, and guaranteed to work. Call 1-800-696-6420. That's 1-800-696-6420. Or visit on the web at www.gpagrowth.com.
Need the help of a personal injury lawyer? You want a progressive trial lawyer who can fight the insurance companies. Mike Turner believes in and supports this station.
Call the law offices of Mike Turner at 303-316-61 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Hi, this is Ronnie from All American Vogue. It's going to be an energetic election year, and we're celebrating by giving you everything store-wide at 20% off. Anti-Bush dolls, plus masks, bumper stickers, buttons, voodoo dolls, t-shirts, toilet paper, air fresheners, and more. All at 20% off. Come to All American Vogue at 10 South Broadway at Ellsworth, one block south of First Avenue, or call 7 days a week, 303-733-4140.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
The GOP calls him an SOB. It's Jay Marvin. AM 760. Progressive Talk.
All right, it's 8:34, 26 minutes away from 9 o'clock here. AM 760. So talk. High today, 49, partly sunny. Gary Hart coming up after 9 o'clock. Bill Ritter and Barbara O'Brien here. And if you want to talk to them, 303-713-7600. And they're staying longer than they had planned to. So thanks to both of you for hanging around. Really, really appreciate that.
Thank you, Jay. It's a good thing to do.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's go back to the phones, let's go to Mark in Boulder, who's got what I think is kind of an unusual question. Mark, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Ritter.
Yes, Mark.
I think it's appropriate that you're making education a cornerstone of your platform. And in this state, I would love to hear your views on traffic and on the death penalty. But I came to ask you a question about water rights. Water rights is a complex issue in this state, and it's one that's little understood by the majority of the folks.
We have to have a plan that involves a statewide plan for how we provide for that kind of growth and how we provide water, sustainable water for that kind of growth. Now, the good news is the people along the Front Range are planning. They understand that that's probably going to happen, that we increase our populations like that. So in addition to meeting with a whole lot of folks on the Western Slope who are very concerned about transbasin diversions, very concerned about what's going on with respect to the Colorado River Basin alone, I've met with a lot of people along the Front Range who are the people who head the water authorities. And so let's just look at there's a book called Facing the Future, and it looks at kind of a template for what we do, and then I'm going to add to that. So we have to absolutely look at conservation. The Denver Water Authority puts in place water restrictions during a drought. They lift those water restrictions when the drought is over and our consumption doesn't go back up much. That says that we can do a better job of conserving along the Front Range. Reuse. There's all sorts of municipalities looking at how they reuse their water. The city of Aurora right now is planning on piping water that they release back into the South Platte Basin from Brighton back to Aurora and reuse it again. That saves on water. Doing what we can to reduce waste or inefficiency is part of it. And then finally, looking at whether or not we need to enlarge upon storage capacity. But as it relates to agriculture, there's all sorts of things going on that are sort of newer kinds of ideas about how you keep land in agriculture and at the same time use their land, use their water when they aren't using it. So a farmer has water rights. He has his land, half of it in fallow, half of it in a crop. We, as a municipality, say we'll buy that half. We'll lease half of your water right for when your land is in fallow. It's called a fallow lease, and that gives us the ability to have that part of your water right and gives you the ability to remain in agriculture. There's also drought leasing that's going on. There are things called scheduled closings, a whole template of things that municipalities are looking to so that they don't buy up water rights and dry up land as a result of it. It's a big issue. It takes statewide planning and statewide leadership.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
It's not on the board, but you know it's going to come up in November. And this is to either one of you that wants to take this question. Immigration.
I'll go ahead and take it because I've been talking a lot about this. And, you know, there's going to be, first of all, the initiated measure
right.
That Dick Lamb is, I guess, chairing. And it will look to keeping any kind of benefits, state or local, from a person who is here and undocumented. And I oppose that. I sat down with Dick Lamb, had a conversation with him about that. It doesn't involve anything that's federally mandated, so that excludes health care and education. You can still get a K-12 education. You still get emergency room care. And I said then, you know, what's its real purpose? And Governor Lamb admitted to me that it was largely symbolic. I absolutely oppose us amending our Constitution for symbolic purposes. This is a problem. Immigration is a problem. It's a national problem. There are people in Washington, D.C. trying to carve out solutions that would address the 12 million people who are here. It in fact, includes enhancing border security, you know, doing a better job of prosecuting people who are smuggling folks across. But for the 12 million people here, I think that we really need to bring them out of the shadows, and I think a guest worker policy does that. The McCain-Kennedy bill is the one I look to that I think has the most promise, and so that's what I'm in favor of. But I think you're right, Jay. I think it becomes the big political conversation of 2006.
It is, and we're going to get, you know, both candidates.
Sure.
You know, we're going to get Democrat and Republican are going to get hit with it.
Yeah. And I mean, I was a prosecutor. And so we had occasion to prosecute people who were here and here illegally. We convicted them of felonies. We put them in jail. The judge was going to give them probation. We'd ask the judge to give them 60 days condition of their probation so we'd have time to notify Immigration and Naturalization to come collect them. Immigration and Naturalization oftentimes would not do that, even though they were convicted felons in jail. And so here we are with the federal law enforcement agency charged with deporting people and deporting people convicted of crimes, unable or without the resources or for whatever reason, not deporting these people. And I think that means we need to do all we can to look at this as a federal problem, a national problem, get a national solution, and not look to each state to try and carve out these sort of little symbolic initiatives that in somehow you know, they hope will deter people from coming across. That's just not going to happen.
All right, let's go to Frank in Westminster. Frank, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Good morning, Al. How you doing?
Very good, Frank. How are you?
Good, good. Just one quick question, and I'll take my answer off the air. I was just wondering what what your own stance is on the legalization and or decriminalization of marijuana and why.
All right, we'll let you listen off the air. Marijuana pot.
So I'm opposed to legalizing it. And, you know, again, I was a prosecutor before I was the district attorney. I was both a state and federal prosecutor, and then I became the elected district attorney for 12 years. I've always said there's a way to go about addressing the drug problem. It has to do, to some extent, with enforcement, some extent with education, and some extent with treatment, with beefing up how we treat drug addicts. I saw enough in the way of marijuana addiction to lead me to believe that legalizing is just a bad idea. And, you know, we had a drug court where we had at one time as many as 3,000 people in our drug court under strict treatment supervision. But there are a lot of those folks in there that would say that giving up marijuana was the toughest thing they had to do, and many of them unable to kick that habit. And I, for my purposes, I just am opposed to it.
I've never run across anybody who would admit being addicted to marijuana, but all right, let's go to Liz in Denver. Liz, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. So far, I've not liked a lot of what I've heard. I'm sorry, but I have to be honest. My two biggest questions are, first of all, are you going to do anything to get rid of CSAP, because it is killing our schools and our kids? And the other issue is growth. I heard you wanting big business, and that kind of spurs even more growth. And it's making Denver an unpleasant place to live, and it's throwing all kinds of small business. It's making Denver an unpleasant place to live, and it's throwing all kinds of small businesses out of the state at a rapid rate.
Hey, sunny skies, highs in the 50s. We're at 34 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, keep your Toyota running great. Take advantage of your local Denver Metro Toyota Service Center's lube, oil, and filter service and receive a compliment.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver. And post your reviews at MaxNights.com.
Check out this week's review.
I just turned 21, and my older girlfriends wanted to take me to a fun party spot. Since I've never been to a real nightclub, I didn't know what to expect. I went last Friday, and wow, the DJ played everything I loved. The bartenders gave me great drinks all night and even remembered my name. I came back the next night to find out the party gets even crazier.
Rise Nightclub at 19th and Blake.
Where do you want to go tonight?
MaxNights.com.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a half million others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-900-5541. 1-800-900-5541. That's 1-800-900-5541.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver. And post your reviews at MaxNights.com. Check out this week's review.
Had a great time. Plus, the beer was super cold.
Denver's longest-running retro dance club. Come experience 3 decades of great dance music all in one club as Polyesters presents 70s, 80s, and the new 90s club, Nirvana, located at 23rd and Blake. For more details, log on to MaxNights.com.
Where do you want to go tonight?
MaxNights.com.
Stein Brothers Bagels.
Bacon, eggs, and Jay Marvin on AM 760 in the morning. Progressive Talk.
Hey, I should send this out to the Reverend Barry Lynn, head of Citizens United Against Separation of Church and State. And by the way, speaking of that, get the current Rolling Stone magazine, the one with Kanye West on the cover as Jesus. That's not the reason I want you to get it. Read the story in there about Senator Sam Brownback. And if you're not scared by that, you ought to be. 8:51, 9 minutes away from 9 o'clock here on AM 760. Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin along with you. Coming up after 9, Gary Hart will be here. Former Senator Gary Hart. He's the author of a new essay called God and Caesar in America. And we'll talk to him. He's also going to be at Be the Changes event. And we'll talk to him about that as well. Meanwhile, we'll take your calls at 303-713-7600, also after 9 o'clock. We'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Bill Maher. Bill Maher's coming to town on Saturday, April the 22nd. The show is an evening with Bill Maher, showtime is at 8 p.m. Tickets go on sale tomorrow, by the way, but we'll give you a chance to win some tickets. Okay, let's go to Kate, who's been hanging on Longmont. Kate, hi, you're on AM 760. Well, I can't. There you go, Kate, you're on. I got you.
Oh, here we are. Hey, Jay, I have a question I was going to give to Bill Ritter, but I'll ask you instead, because I think a lot of guys are really missing women's point on the whole choice issue. And that is, why should we, as women, vote for people who don't give us credit for having the brains to make our own moral decisions? It's a matter of respect, and they're just not getting that.
Well, I'm for a woman's right to choose. I'm for a woman's right to privacy. For me, you know, even though I'm male, I mean, for me, that's a pretty big issue.
Well, yeah, it's got to be. Everybody's involved. It takes two to tango.
Right. So the only thing I can do at this point is try to attempt to give you the other side of the picture, which would be that they would get into all of this thing about human life, that they would get into all of this thing about, I don't have to give this to you. You've heard the litany of these arguments.
Well, I've heard it, but what I'm hearing from our own side is that women need to suck it up and be practical so we can win elections. And
no,
I
don't think that that's the message.
I'm getting it everywhere. We're seeing it on the blogs, on the Daily Coast. Yeah,
But I say it too. But I look at it this way. Okay, I look at it this way. I just got to earnestly try to give. I got to be as open and honest with you as persuasive as I possibly can. In this, the way the political system is set up in this country, the way things are, you are not always going to get what you totally want 100%. Now, you have a chance in the primary, and you vote for the person who you feel that you want to see, but often that person loses. Well, then what happens if they do, if they lose? Then you have the nominee. What happens if you don't vote for the nominee? And what happens if you don't vote for the nominee based on one issue? Even though it may be a critical one to you, there are also other critical issues out there. Then you turn the office over to the Republican Party. Now, you've got to ask yourself, are you worse off under them than you would be under a Democrat who may not agree with you on the issue of abortion? And
See, this isn't the only issue, and we have a really good example in Colorado with Salazar, right?
Right.
Because we get him in there, everybody sucks it up, and we vote for him, even though he's not necessarily our favorite. First action on the Senate floor to endorse Abu Gonzalez. Then we have him right now not supporting the Democratic filibuster. I mean, Coors would have done the same thing. Let me give you an analogy, one that I think that might help a lot of guys who might be listening or people who just aren't getting it. For women, having an anti-choice person is like having somebody who is pro-draft for men in a time of war. Because in both cases, your body is at risk. You have no choice what to do with your life whatsoever. But with the draft, once it's over, you get your life back. And women wouldn't be telling men, you got to vote for the pro-draft candidate. just so we can win.
All right, so what would you suggest we do then? Would you suggest that...
We need to start running
Yeah, but if they're not there, what do you suggest we do? Do you suggest we either, A, vote for the Republican or the GOP, or, B, do we just sit home?
Oh, God, if I only knew. I've been wrestling with this all week between
Salazar. You know, look, Salazar does things that I don't like either. Okay, I'm thrilled with the fact... I didn't like about his vote on the bankruptcy bill. I'm thrilled on the fact that he's going to vote... against Alito.
It's a totally impotent vote.
Let me finish, please.
Okay,
all right, thank you. I'm not thrilled with the idea, and you're not thrilled with the idea, and there's a lot of people that are not thrilled with the idea that he doesn't support a filibuster. I think the Democrats ought to filibuster. But you know something? Would we be... Now, answer me honestly.
Okay.
Would we be any better with Pete Kors?
Would we be any worse?
Yeah, we could. Yes, absolutely. Because Pete Kors would support Alito without thinking twice about it. And
it's a meaningless vote unless he stands up for it.
You know what? It's not a meaningless vote. And Pete Kors would move to privatize those sectors of the federal government which you don't want to see privatized. He would be a all right, here's an example. He would be a rubber stamp right now when it comes to George W. Bush and the NSA spying situation. He would say, fine, you know what? You've got the executive power to do it. Go ahead and do it. He would lay down, and he would say nothing. And what Al Gore said the other day is really true.
I totally am with you. I was watching it the whole time. But let's think about it this way. Salazar rolling over and refusing a filibuster has the same effect. The effect is the same. We need people who are going to stand up.
But what happens if you don't have those people? What happens if those people don't win the primary? What are you going to do? Are you going to just cede it to the other side or stay home?
We can't do that. We've got to get people there ahead of time. But what I'm saying is stop lecturing the women who are here saying, guys, we're telling you with big red flags, don't do this.
Nobody is lecturing anybody. They're only expressing their point of view. Nobody is lecturing anybody about this, and I understand and realize... You know, I'm with you that it's a struggle. I didn't like John Kerry, although now I kind of think I wish he had acted the way he is now. I wish he'd acted the way during the campaign.
But
I voted for him.
I registered 80 voters. I went way beyond my comfort zone and got people to the polls.
Well,
so I acted.
All right, but there's an example. Who did you vote for in the primary?
I voted for Kerry.
But I mean, in the Democratic primary, who are you polling for in the primaries?
Oh, God, I liked a lot of people. I like Dean, I like Kucinich.
All right, between those, who would you poll for?
Kucinich.
Okay, Kucinich didn't get it. Then what would you have done?
What I did do.
Okay, well,
which is I got the people out, but I'm not going
to
do it.
All right, so we're back to square one again. We're back to square one.
My point is that I'm not going to do it for somebody who doesn't respect me enough to think I have enough brains to do it.
Hey, I can't tell you how to live your life. You've got to make those decisions for yourself. I just would just have to say that I disagree with you, but I'm glad you called in and hope you'll call again.
All right, thanks, bye.
Okay. Coming up, Gary Hart.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-220-1320. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-220-1320. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-220-1320. 1-800-220-1320.
Need something to complete your indoor game room? Then go to MileHighMarket.com and get a multi-game table with poker, blackjack, and bumper pool all in one. Or do you need prime seating to watch all of the upcoming sports action? Then check out the iJoy Robotic Massage Chair. If you're a workout buff, then the New Balance Recumbent Exercise Bike is for you. All this and more is available at MileHighMarket.com. Buy today and receive an extra 5% off and free shipping to your door. MileHighMarket.com, powered by Gately's.
Local, national, and news from around the world.
AM 760.
Now, CBS News.
CKZN. Morton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News. I'm Christopher Glass.
Have a smile at the next.
I'm
Hamas supporters still celebrating their candidate's sweeping victory in Palestinian parliamentary elections. But when the cheering stops, what then for a faction which has never governed? CBS News correspondent David Hawkins in Gaza City.
They won so many seats in the next Palestinian legislature that they do not need to enter a coalition with other parties if they don't want to. However, they have offered the party that they defeated, they have offered to join in a national unity government with Fatah, but right now Fatah is rejecting that offer.
In Israel, the acting foreign minister is appealing to the international community not to legitimize a Palestinian government led by Hamas. As she put it, democratic elections are not a whitewash for terrorist groups. This could be the day the Food and Drug Administration okays Pfizer's new product, the first ever insulin inhaler. Dr. Francine Kaufman is a former president of the American Diabetes Association.
What we want is as many options as possible for people to take insulin so that they can do a good job of controlling their blood sugar, avoiding the long-term complications of this disease, and living a long and productive life.
She says the new inhalers would have one immediately obvious advantage over traditional insulin injections. They're painless. A new study finds that New Orleans could lose up to 80% of its black population if people displaced by Hurricane Katrina are not able to return to their damaged neighborhoods. The city was more than 65% black before Katrina hit, but it appears that most of the estimated 135,000 residents who have been able to return so far are white. Los Angeles is gunning for the notorious video game Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
You ain't gonna win this!
City Attorney Rocky Delgado is suing the developers of the game, alleging that they hid pornographic scenes in it and violated the state's business code by making misleading statements in the marketing campaign for the game. Last year was boffo for new home sales. The government counts 1.28 million sales in 2005, the fifth record year in a row, and a whopping 6.6% better than 2004. A less satisfying report on the overall economy, though. True, for the entire year, the economy grew at a respectable 3.5% pace, but in the fourth quarter, the growth rate was only 1.1%, slowest in 3 years.
I'm Mark Noller at the White House. In no way does the administration want to be seen as worried about economic growth. Spokesman Scott McClellan says the president is confident about the path the economy is on and will pursue policies to keep it that way, such as keeping taxes low and cutting the federal deficit, even though that is on the rise.
Checking the late numbers from Wall Street, the Dow Industrials ahead 79.75 points, the Nasdaq Composite is up 23.25, and the S&P 500 Index 10.25 points ahead. This is CBS News.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
You're now seeing live pictures of a lunar module.
From Liverpool.
There are thousands marching on Washington as
a generation as unique as this needs a new generation of personal financial planning. We are the personal advisors of Ameriprise Financial, formerly American Express Financial Advisors. To set up an appointment with a local financial advisor today, call 1-800-AMERIPRISE. That's 1-800-263-7477. Ameriprise Financial Services, number NASD and SIPC.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
We are still seeing a pretty busy drive southbound I-25, running heavy as you head into downtown and through T-Rex. Now, the good news is crews have finally cleared this multi-car crash southbound at C-470. Still seeing a little slowing in the area, though. Southbound 225, looking at brake lights from Park Road into the Tech Center. If you're headed in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue, still a little slow from Wadsworth on over. And around town, things are thinning out now along Highway 93, the Diagonal, and Foothills Parkway. Turnpike actually looking pretty good as you make your way through Bloomfield and Westminster.
Macintosh owners know Macs are better than other computers. But as good as they are, occasionally we all need a little technical help. That's where Best Mac Solutions comes in. Best Mac Solutions, a local Apple-certified company with 19 years of experience, can get that home or small business network going or upgrade your software. Many problems can be solved with a quick phone call. And if you're just ready to upgrade from a PC to the best system, they can help you with that. Call Corel now at 720-266-4915 or click on the banner in the player now.
On
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
American Progress will be here, and she'll be talking to bloggers all over the country and getting their reactions. All right, let's go to the phone, and let's talk to somebody who's been here before, and it's good to have him back on again, Senator Gary Hart, who's going to be at the Be the Change event, which is coming up here on January the 28th. He's going to be speaking at 4:40 in the afternoon at the Jefferson County Fairgrounds. And, Senator, welcome back to the program. Nice to have you here.
Great pleasure. Thank you.
Let's talk about your essay, book essay, God and Caesar in America. Talk a little bit about this.
Well, as you know, the religious right has dominated the political discourse for the last 5, 10, or 50, even 15 years, seeking to not only insert itself into the ruling Republican Party, but also to dominate federal judges, selection of federal judges, cabinet appointees, and overall policy. And I think those of us who have a religious background, which I do, have on the other side, have remained silent too long. Now, as you know, President Carter has a best-selling book out on this subject, very personal, I think, from his point of view. Mine is also personal. It's a smaller essay, pocket size, new format, and published locally by Fulcrum Books. And I seek to, first of all, lay the groundwork of my own religious background, which is evangelical. My wife and I both attended a Church of the Nazarene College in Oklahoma, and I grew up in that church. Oddly enough, the same church as Dr. James Dobson, and then went on to Yale Divinity School. So I have studied religion and theology for a long, long time, and I seek to take that background and relate it to the present discussion and offer what guidance I can against theocracy in this creeping theocracy in America and in our foreign policy as well, and go to considerable length as you can in as much as you can in a long essay on the dangers that this represents and also the divergence between what the religious right is preaching and the gospel of Jesus.
But I don't want to sound radical on the air, but this is something, I mean, we're talking about something here that is like one of my number one issues, and I see the religious right, the ultra-religious right, as characterized by people like James Dobson, Sam Brownback, which, by the way, there's a scary article about him in the current edition of Rolling Stone.
Right.
I see them as being as big a threat to this country at times as Al-Qaeda. I really do, but on a different level. In other words, they're not going to violently try to go after us, but they'll use the laws to influence. And I think that they really want to turn this country into a theocracy.
Yeah, I might not go along with the Al-Qaeda comparison, but I would say it is dangerous in terms of the First Amendment separation of church and state. The founders, of course, never intended that participants in the political discourse and public service not have religious beliefs. That's not the point. It's when you seek to impose, use one party and one wing of one party to impose your religious beliefs on everyone else that the danger occurs.
Right. You know, and that's exactly what I mean. I mean, religious, you know, maybe the Al-Qaeda thing's not the correct way to put it. Maybe Taliban would be a better way to look at it. But their religious fanaticism in that it's not only that they have a right to practice their religion and believe as they do, which, you know, is as American as you can get.
Right.
But the idea that we all have to look at the world the way they look at the world, and that they're going to use the laws in order to get us to that point.
Yeah, there is irony here. After the Cold War, fundamentalism sprung up in all Western religions, Christianity and Judaism to a lesser degree, and certainly Islam. And when mullahs and religious leaders take over the political reins, that's when the danger occurs. And I think the apotheosis of this was there were calls made from the White House to the religious right, including in this state, on the appointment of Harriet Meyer, saying, is she okay with you?
Right.
Now, if you flash back to 60, the irony here is that John Kennedy ran as a Roman Catholic, was a Roman Catholic. And the religious right at that time was saying, if you elect Kennedy, and I heard this from the pulpits, if you elect Kennedy, the Pope will be in the White House. Well, of course, that was absurd. But let's spin out the scenario. Let's say in 61, a vacancy occurred on the Supreme Court, and Ted Sorensen called up the Pope and said, is Byron White okay with you? I mean, that's the exact exact mirror image of what's going on here.
Yeah, you know what? It really is, and that's a great example. 9-11, 11 minutes after 9, AM 760, former Senator Gary Hart on the line. God and Caesar in America is the essay, and he's going to be speaking on Saturday, January the 28th. That's tomorrow at 4:40 in the afternoon at the Jefferson County Fairgrounds. If we can get off of this for a second and sure. Talk about current events, let's talk about Alito a little bit. And the fact that the Democrats can't get it together enough to filibuster this guy is, one, number one, filibustering him a good idea. Number two, what do you say and what do you do about those Democrats, and I think there's three or four of them, that are going to defect from the party and say that they're going to vote for Alito?
Well, first of all, I don't think, here I'm going to be a bit of a heretic, I don't think there should be party line votes on Supreme Court nominations. First of all, it's going to come back to haunt the Democrats if they do that. Alito is on the margin. I would probably in the Senate vote against him, but not filibuster. It's a very close call. What disturbs me more than Roe versus Wade, frankly, is his inclination to go along with what the other side calls a strong presidency, but a dominant executive branch. And that's, to me, the greatest danger right now. It's clear now in history that after the Ford presidency, Rumsfeld and Cheney set out to restore, in their view, restore to the presidency supreme power. They saw the Nixon years, and to a degree the Ford years, as weakness in the presidency. At that time, I was serving on the church committee, and I was actively involved in passing the FISA, or Federal Intelligence Surveillance Act, in 78. As a result of that, those exposures of abuse of power in surveilling and wiretapping American citizens. So that was the law, and we didn't handcuff the president. We set up a special court. The balance of power here requires the judiciary to issue a warrant. And as your lead-in, I think, said, they've totally bypassed that, and I think it is part of this restore, quote, strength to the presidency. Now, what I want one member of the press to say to the president or to Cheney or to anybody else, would you be in favor of these same measures if Bill Clinton were president? And, of course, the answer is no. So they don't want a strong presidency. They want a strong Republican president.
I look at him, George W. Bush, the president of the United States, out yesterday, and he's been out almost every day trying to defend this. And, you know, I want to ask him, not only him, but Alberto Gonzalez, everybody who surrounds him, I mean, can't you read the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution? Can't you read the FISA law?
Well, Gonzalez came as close as anyone, and the press, for odd reasons to me, don't press as hard as they should, and follow up questions. He was asked this question, got a softball from somebody, Jim Lehrer or somebody, and his response was, there are operational reasons why we couldn't go to the courts. What's that mean?
Yeah,
I
really
haven't a clue what that means. And instead of following up, Lehrer went on to something else. He should have said, no, Attorney General, you're going to have to be more specific than that. What operational reasons prevent you from going before one of the FISA judges and getting a warrant? And he's going to say, well, I can't tell you that. Well, that's nonsense. Now, the job of Congress is to oversee these laws that they passed. But since it's a Republican Congress, they will not hold 1 hour of hearings on this. They
right.
simply won't do it.
Yeah, absolutely. And how about How about George W. Bush's, would you characterize this as being Nixonian defense that I have the right to do it, and because I have the right to do it, I did it?
Well, I think very much so, no question about it. And we are seeing history repeat itself. I mean, if you went back and studied the mid and late 70s, you'd see the same pattern going. I mean, that was the time where we tried to curb presidential excess, and in ways that would not jeopardize national security. See, this administration is so good, if I may say so, at simplifying complex issues and repeating their slogans over and over and over. And it's almost demented in the sense that you can't crack the facade because they keep saying the same thing over and over again. And the press has kind of given up on trying to penetrate this simplistic argument. But it's essentially we're at war on terrorism and we have to do what we can to protect American people. That's the whole policy right there. And I think the war on terrorism is has a flawed premise. Terrorists are criminals. They're not warriors. And if you use criminal methods to get them, you have a much better chance than making war. I mean, we're using the wrong methods in the wrong in the pursuit of the wrong objective.
You know, in the administration repeating the same talking points over and over again, like they're operating a political campaign and they're out on the stump.
Right.
Do you think the media, though, is complicit in some of this by allowing them to escape when they make these statements and then not following up and trying to badger them for a clarification answer?
No question. And the reasons escape me because, I mean, the whole Judy Miller episode, they not only didn't ask the tough questions and fulfill their obligations and duties under the First Amendment, they capitulated. They went over to the other side and began to promote the administration's objectives, Judy Miller obviously being the most. Even Bob Woodward, who I've known a long time, it becomes almost, he writes the books, makes millions of dollars, but he's almost complicit in selling the administration's point of view. And they're not stupid. They give him unlimited access to everybody, knowing that he's not going to be very critical.
Why? Why does he do this?
You ask him that. I don't know. He makes a lot of money doing it the other way, I suppose.
All right. Senator Gary Hart, who will be speaking tomorrow at the Jefferson County Fairgrounds, 4:40 in the afternoon. This is the Be the Change event. And if you want more information about it, go to hyphen USA.org. Senator, I could literally have you on for an hour. I mean, there's so much to talk to you about, and I'm sure you are too. I'm in so much shock and frustration and disbelief over what is going on in this country, and as you point out, history repeating itself.
No,
I mean it's shocking. Don't you think it's shocking?
It is, but I am also Jeffersonian in this sense. Jefferson said, "In the ultimate survival of the republic depends on the common sense and good judgment of the American people." Now, Jefferson knew enough about Americans to know, even at that stage, that we will swing left or we will swing right, but in the long run, we have to come back to common sense and good judgment, and that must happen. If it doesn't, then I think then you can be in shock. But I think I'm disturbed that the American people say by about a 60-40 margin now, Mr. President, do what you have to do, even if you wiretap my phone. That dismays me. But I have to believe unlimited power ultimately will destroy itself. Hubris, Nixon, all of this, if you go too far, the American people will finally wake up and say too much. And people like you and me keep waiting for that to happen, and it hasn't happened yet, but it will.
Boy, nothing like having you make a positive comment and make the weekend by saying that. I really, really do appreciate it. Thank you so much, Senator Gary Hart, for being on here, and I hope to have you on here again.
Anytime.
Okay, thank you so much, sir. All right, there's Senator Gary Hart. You can see him speak tomorrow, and he's also going to be having a book signing as well. That's tomorrow at the Jefferson County Fairgrounds for the Be the Change event. He'll be there at 4:40, but the event starts at 11:30 in the morning. And if you want more information about this event, go to www.btc, okay, and that's dash USA.org. Or, you can Google Be the Change. and it'll come up as well. All right, chance to win Bill Maher tickets. And open phones continues with your calls here at 303-713-7600, 920, 20 minutes.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver. And post your reviews at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's review from Jazz at Jack's. Go here, period. This may be the best place for live jazz in Denver. We haven't been to every jazz club in town yet. So, to be fair, we'll say it's in the top two. As soon as more people find out about it, you'll be waiting in line to get in. Jazz at Jack's at 15th and Platt.
Give your review. Log on to maxnights.com and tell them where you want to go. Maxnights.com.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software. And we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-339-1195. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
Did you hear that? Your customers did. To find out more about advertising, call Sean Doherty at 303-713-8318 or click on the Advertisement tab in your media player.
Lock in a low fixed rate mortgage in the fives.
The Mortgage Store is a direct lender, so you're guaranteed the best pricing and the best service. Here's what our customers had to say.
It was just so easy. I've never had a refinance so easy.
We closed within days and saved over $350 a month.
We approve our own loans, so even if you've had some credit problems, you can still call us today and get a great fixed rate mortgage in the fives.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and be sure to ask about the 6 months with no payment option. Open evenings and weekends. Call now, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Discover the world's fastest way to learn a language, guaranteed. It's the amazing Rosetta Stone software, and you can try it free. Request a free demo CD-ROM by calling 1-800-600-4222. There's no tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Call 1-800-600-4222. 1-800-600-4222.
The Company Corporation does not offer final or legal advice.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant. Your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. Request a free guide today. Call 1-800-500-2883. 1-800-500-2883. 1-800-500-2883.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 923, 23 minutes after 9, AM 760, Progressive Talk, and we're that much closer to the weekend. High today, 49, under partly sunny skies. Open phones, 303-713-7600. All right, I got two pairs of tickets to give away to see Bill Maher. Bill Maher is coming to town, by the way, on Saturday, April the 22nd. I can get my mouth to work here. Tickets go on sale tomorrow. And I'm just going to ask you a question here, and you know, you can call in on whatever it is you want to talk about, and I'm just going to ask you the specific question. Name me who you think, and you know what, and the person who wins this, I mean, the best answers will get the tickets. Name me who you think is the worst person. The worst. I mean, the worst bottom-feeding, I don't know, whatever term you want to use. The worst person on the radical right. Give me the name of the worst person. So you got to think about this a little bit. All right, let's get on the phones here, and we go to Dave in Boulder. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, great show. Great show.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Well, I wanted to give you my topic first, then I'll give you my worst person.
How okay, that? Well, that's fine. Any way you want to do it.
I tell you, it's Democrats, and I still will vote Democrat. I mean, I haven't gotten that crazy yet that I'm going to vote Republican, but it's Democrats like Bill Ritter that caused me to join the Libertarian Party. I cannot believe he took such a weasel position on the marijuana question. That is absolutely ridiculous. And I got to throw this at you, Jay. I would have challenged him right then and there to produce these addicts he spoke about. I wish I could call him a liar, but maybe he did meet someone who gave him that, you know, bunch of bull. But I'm sorry, you just cannot find me an addict. Find me someone whose life was totally destroyed just by marijuana, and we'll talk. But it's alcohol, it's tobacco, and it's hard drugs. And every time we make a police officer waste his or her time in processing somebody for strictly grass, it costs our society so much money and so much effort, and it puts us at risk because they would be out on the streets protecting us from a meth user or from a drunk driver or from a pedophile or someone who wants to do us physical harm. And to think that he could use that addict word, it brought back visions of the movie Reefer Madness and everything they made up and every false study that's been put forth. I would have appreciated had he just taken the truth and said, you know what, there's so much money in politics to keep it illegal, that we get so much money from the tobacco and the alcohol industry, from their lobbies. So
well,
we can...
I can't totally speak for him, but I think where he's coming from is based. What he would tell you is based on his experience as a district attorney. Now, I agree with you. I've never met anybody who is addicted to it. I said that to him. I said I've never met anybody who's been an addict. I know people who get into psychological addictions to things, but I've never met anybody who's been physically addicted to marijuana to the point where, you know, if you withheld it from them, they would start to, go through the same thing that would happen to somebody if you gave them opiates and then, wouldn't give it to them anymore. I agree with you 100%. However, it's not enough to make me join the Libertarian Party because there are other aspects of the Libertarian Party which I find, number one, to be unrealistic and, number two, to be very, very, very cruel. And, I mean, we can debate that at another time. But, as far as the legalization of marijuana goes, I'm on the same page you are.
I've met more women who will do you harm to get at a chocolate bar when they are having a chocolate craving than I have met pot smokers who don't have access to their grass.
Well, I don't know. I think that's an overstatement.
Okay,
you know, one of the things I find, though, the most disturbing about people who smoke a lot of dope is that usually they're not in contact with reality, and also that they have a tendency to be kind of lackadaisical or kind of lazy. But
who did that hurt?
You're not letting me finish my thought. I mean, the point I was going to make to you is as long as it doesn't bleed over into the public health sector and cost me and you money, I think you can make the case that, and as long as they don't have kids, you're talking about somebody sitting in a house or an apartment. And they want to smoke some reefer at night, as long as they don't get behind a wheel of an automobile, as long as they don't get into a position to hurt you or I, to me, I think it's a victimless crime.
And I have to agree with you there. I don't see any difference between somebody sitting down and having a cocktail in the evening and somebody sitting down and smoking their grass. I mean, you can't convince me of that, and there is no amount of dialogue that we can open that would ever get me to say that this is... that marijuana should be at any same level with alcohol and tobacco.
Yeah, as long as you don't get into the public health sector. All right, give me your worst person on the right.
Oh, gosh. It, it's my opinion here, but it really comes from the brain, Karl Rove. The man is truly an evil genius. He is, who's that character from Austin Powers? He is Dr. Evil incarnate. He has pulled the political strings of the Republican Party going on 20 years right now. And... even if I don't win, I would please encourage everyone to see the movie Bush's Brain.
Yeah.
And you will get into the mind of someone who believes so passionately for his causes, for his beliefs, yet his passion is so diametrically opposed to my beliefs on allowing people to make their own choice.
Yeah, I would agree. He's an excellent choice.
He is Darth Vader.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Okay. 9:30 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. We'll take more of your calls at 303-713-7600. Plus, who do you think's the worst person on the right? Got those Bill Maher tickets up for grabs here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, we're seeing a pretty easy drive right now. Things getting back to normal. Southbound I-25, a little bit of slowing still for you as you head into downtown and through T-Rex. Good news is crews have finally cleared this multi-car crash southbound at C-470. Still a little slow in that area as well. Southbound 225, looking at brake lights from Parker Road into the Tech Center. And if you're headed in from Lakewood, moving along just fine. Eastbound 6th Avenue from Wadsworth on over. C-470, still a little slow eastbound from Broadway over towards I-25 and around town. Things spinning out nicely on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal and Highway 93. Arapahoe, Broadway, and Baseline look good, and the Turnpike pushing top speeds now through Broomfield and Westminster. Under the cast, going to be pretty nice today. Highs in the 50s. We're already at 36 degrees. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Learn to earn at Emily Griffith Opportunity School. Begin a career in exciting fields like airframe mechanics, auto mechanics, nursing, cosmetology, culinary art.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver. And post your reviews at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's review.
In town on business, found the bar through the site. Wow, never seen anything like it. You have to check out the specials for yourself. Best sports bar in Denver, period. Hot waitresses, too.
Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
For more details, log on to maxnights.com.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
I'm Jeff Kingery. Register today at odysseywindows.com for the Odyssey Windows Sweepstakes. The people bringing you the affordable triple-pane window are giving you a chance to win a house full of windows free. Register at odysseywindows.com. That's O-D-Y-S-S-E-Y windows.com or call 303-445-0578.
At Einstein Brothers Bagels, we know you like to keep your morning routine simple. And we noticed some breakfast places help you out by assigning numbers to their value meals. So we thought we'd try it. Let's start with our classic fresh baked bagel. That'll be number one. Well, let's just call our 20 bagels meals 1 through 20. Then we have 11 different schmears. That takes us to 220. Then there's lox, paninis, a bunch of bagel-like sandwiches, plus Java drinks, specialty teas, all of our darn good coffee. So now when you want a Black Forest Ham and Swiss bagel-like sandwich with vanilla hazelnut coffee, you can just say, give me value meal number 1,419. You know, on second thought, maybe it's easier to order your breakfast the old-fashioned way. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Start your day with a spinach and bacon breakfast panini served on grilled ciabatta bread. Try one today with a cup of our darn good coffee. Only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
Live, local, and left. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
9:33. 27 minutes in front of 10 o'clock. Hey, 760. Progressive Talk. Kirk has to play this every chance he gets.
I barely ever play this one, man. You've been riding me about this music. Would you just like to come back in from break just cold? There's nothing, just silent, dead air.
No, this is a different one. You know what I thought you were going to play?
Which one did you think I was playing?
I don't want to say on the air if you don't know. All right, let's get back on the phones here. Final segment here on this morning. Thank you so much for being here. And also keep in mind who you think is the worst person on the right. We got a couple of Bill Maher tickets to give away, two pairs of tickets to give away. Here's Larry in Greeley. Larry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How do?
Hi, Larry. How are you?
Good. Hey, first of all, the worst person on the right, I believe, is Henry Kissinger. Because he's the daddy of the slime balls, and also, you know, Zalmay Khalilzad, Baldwin, Richard Pearl, Wolfowitz, Cheney. I mean, they're all there. You follow Kissinger, you end up discovering, you know, what's occurring right now.
Yeah, Kissinger's a pretty sorry guy. You're right about that.
Yeah, also, he was the one that was going to head the 9/11 commission, and when they first said his name, people just went berserk.
Yeah, he ought to be arrested for crimes against humanity when it comes to what he oversaw and what went on in East Timor.
Oh yeah, East Timor, and also he was really involved in the Middle East. Well, he was under Nixon, you know, and you heard that, you know, this whole mess that we got was you know, formulated under Nixon and Ford and all that
right.
all that stuff. Oh yeah, he's just a nasty slime ball. In his deep little voice. but in any case, getting to all this and him, what I wanted to do, and I just go vote and ask if I want to talk to you. I said, oh, sure, why not? But if you on Google, that's, you know, Google, I love Google. I'm a Google maniac, but and I've been doing a lot of research on trying to figure out what type of personality these people use, and I think it'd be a good defense and offense for you. And also other people on 760 that speak on 760, is logical positivism. If you put in Google with quotes, you know, so the phrase shows up, logical positivism, and you're going to discover that they have their own philosophy. They disregard all other philosophies except their own. They disregard science, and they disregard history. And they're repetitive, because what they do is, they speak in non-sentences. They don't complete full sentences. Everything just repeats itself, right?
Well, they get a point. They get a point or a set of points.
And that's exactly what
they go to those and they drive them home and they use them every chance you get. And it's very, very hard, as Gary Hart, Senator Hart points out, it's hard to challenge that. I think you see that... if you watch enough of the cable news, and I'm not talking about Fox, I'm talking if you watch enough of CNN, if you watch enough of the talking head shows, if you read MediaMattersForAmerica.org, you know, like Wolf Blitzer and all kinds of people on CNN. I mean,
exactly.
Let these people get away with it, and they don't challenge them, or if they do, they do it with kid gloves. And I think what Senator Hart was saying is really true. The big thing is you got to try to break through all of that. And what they do is, and he's right about this too. What they do is they either do two things. They take complicated matters and boil it down to simplistic talking points,
right.
Or they out and out just smear you.
It's just exactly what you said right now. Complicated matters. What they do is there. If you're familiar with logic, there's a priori, which goes from is deduction. Okay, it goes from the general to the particulars. They take complicated issues, and then they take these little parts, and they go down to the particulars, and then repeating themselves. What they don't do is rather than a priori, is a posteriori. They don't take particulars and go back up, which you guys use as arguments. Okay? Also, what they ignore, wholly ignore, is the empirical data, like, say, a soldier. They don't want soldiers to talk to America, which is... the experience.
Well, you know what? I don't know if they. I don't know if I disagree with you on that little point. It's not that they ignore the data; it's that they talk in half truths and they twist the data to try to make their case stick. That's
right, they use the incomplete sentence.
Yeah, that's what they do. I mean, they just don't give you the whole story, and then when you go research something out, you find out that what they're saying isn't. And if you challenge their logic. Then what ends up happening is they go back on those talking points, or they get nuts, or they try to, skirt the issue. Hey, Larry, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Check out the logical positivism. Okay,
okay, you got it.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Let's go to Phil in Longmont. Phil, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi, Phil.
How's it going?
Good.
Hey, getting back to Bush and his speech from yesterday, did you catch that he called FISA a tool in his speech?
Yes.
Isn't that just the most ridiculous spin that you can imagine?
Yeah.
The president's so all-powerful that laws aren't laws. They're just tools.
Yeah. You know what? What you're saying is exactly true. And let me throw this in. For my job, because I'm supposed to do this, I got to stay up probably past my bedtime, because I get up every morning at like 2:45 in the morning, and watch this guy with his State of the Union BS on Tuesday. It's going to take everything I can possibly muster up to sit through that.
I know. Maybe don't watch. Just listen.
Just even listening to it. Because you're right. You're right in what you say about him yesterday, moving his jaw back and forth from side to side and referring to FISA as being a tool. No, it's a law. It's law.
It was written in 1978. Well, that just speaks volumes right there.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it was written. It's a great tool. It was written in 1978. It's a dumb law because it's old law. But, he will never level with the American people about anything.
See, you know what I'd like to say to them? Okay, if it was written in 1978 and it's a dumb law and it's a, you know, or no, not dumb. It's an old law. Well, you know what? The Fourth Amendment to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights was written when? In the 1700s, I guess. I can't remember the exact date. I mean, does that mean that that's outdated and that's stupid? We revere the Bill of Rights. And the fact is, if he didn't like the FISA law, why don't he just go to Congress and get it changed?
He didn't level with the Congress about what he was doing at all either.
Yeah, you know what? That's right.
And see, the thing is about the way the Republicans are going and the way they have been going is that, and I think Tom Oliphant's going to write a book about this, but, they love to win, but they don't love to rule. They care so much about winning because they want their worldview, like, impressed on everybody else. But they could care less about actually governing well and ruling correctly. I mean, if you watch George Bush, and you know, and everybody who listens knows, he doesn't have any respect for the American people. He dodges everything. He hides everything. He lies and he spins and he twists and turns and he'll do everything but actually, like, you know, respect the American people. He doesn't care about the Constitution one iota. Everything he does is trying to circumvent the Constitution. Forget about trying to, you know, like, defend the Constitution. He could care less about it. So, I mean, this is the way all the Republicans.
Well, you know, somebody once said it. I don't know who, but they're really right about this. If you hate government, you can't govern. Now, I think the first person I ever heard to say that was Howard Dean, but I'm sure other people have said it. If you don't like government, if you hate government, you can't govern. And these people absolutely hate government. All right, Phil, who's your worst right-wing person?
George Bush.
Ooh, you got to nominate the President of the United States, huh?
Well, he's the one who has the most power to do us harm, and he's doing it every day.
All right, Phil, thanks, man. Great call. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Are we announcing the winner of these Bill Maher tickets at the very end? Okay, John Turk is the judge here. He's picking. What's wrong? Don't you trust yourself, Turk?
Hard to be objective about it when you know, they're all great calls, right, Jay?
Yeah, they really, you know what, they really are. They really are. All right, let's go to Mike in Denver. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Mike, you there?
Hey, Jay, how are you doing?
Okay.
How's your morning going?
It's going pretty good.
Hey, I just wanted to, and I've called before, and I'm, you know, probably going to harp on the same thing that I've, you know, talked before about. And this kind of goes out to all the women and all the other people who've called today who talk complaining about Bill Ritter and said, you know, go ahead and stay home, you know, but you know what? You're having the effect of handing Bob Beaupre and the radical right, you know, your bodies and your lives for the next 4 to 8 years and possibly longer.
See, I agree.
So if all of you women out there who are listening to 760 right now are comfortable with that, then come next November, stay home. Or if you don't like the choice of Bill Ritter, start participating in your caucuses and the primaries and vote for your preference and make your voice heard. Because, you know, whining and stomping your feet around, you know, because of this one wedge issue, and that's what it is. It's a wedge issue. We've talked, you know, that's been bandied about on here. And, you know, just look at what your alternative is. So,
see, I see it the exact same way. I mean, in other words, I understand what I believe her name was Kate. I understand what she was saying,
yeah.
But I think realistically, you got to look at it. If you don't, you know, if you don't support the Democratic nominee, we got to hand it over to the GOP. And I think there's room for everybody, and I think that there ought to be dissenting viewpoints. And I think that if you believe, if you have a pro. Life anti-choice type of viewpoint. That's fine. You should be welcome.
Well, but there's a forum for expressing.
Yeah, there's, you know, we should
show up to your caucuses in the next couple
right.
of months.
You know, you can argue.
show up to your county conventions and the like. You know, and make your voices heard there. That's the forum to do that.
Right.
But stomping your feet, pouting like little children isn't going to do anything. And that's exactly what all these people are acting like who see Bill Ritter as a front runner and don't like it. You know, your choice is going to be Bob Beaupre and your life, basically.
Yeah, see,
so,
I agree.
So, ladies, I'll put the call out there. What's it going to be? Is it going to be Bob Beaupre or is it going to be your life and your body?
I agree. You know, it's kind of to cap this conversation off.
Yeah.
In a perverse way, I kind of hope Rudy Giuliani runs for the Republican, you know, gets the Republican nomination for, you know, the Republican Party in 08. Why?
Yeah.
Because he is he's for a woman's right to choose, and the religious right will not like that. So in the end, the religious right will stay home.
Exactly.
And that'll give us a better chance at the polling place. All right, who's your worst person on the right?
Oh, I'm going to have to go local here. I'm going to have to say John Caldera. He bandies about, oh, I'm just such this libertarian. Well, you know, no. And his whole thing with referendum C&D, I think that he has to be locally and, you know, think locally, act globally. I think by far John Caldera has got to be the most venomous right-wing guy.
All right, Mike. Thanks, man. Call me again.
Thanks. Have a good one, Jason.
All right, you too. Have a good weekend. Night.
They make food at 10 Star with passion. Like the habit-forming blue cheese bacon burger taco. A cook-to-order burger topped with bacon, crumble blue cheese, chipotle sauce, lettuce, and hand-battered fried onion strings, all placed into flour tortillas. 10 Star's menu certainly has a Southwestern orientation, but incorporates flavors from Texas and beyond. Drop by 10 Star in the Tech Center and join them for lunch, dinner, or for a cold beer or margarita and some spicy queso. Click on the banner in the player for directions. 10 Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Chevrolet on Highway 85 just north of E-470 or at JohnsonAutoPlaza.com.
AM 760, your progressive station, your home for J. Marvin.
And we got stuff to talk about this morning. We've got more stuff to talk about this morning than we got time.
Al Franken.
Is he lazy or is he lying? Because it can't be both. And I'll say yes, it can.
Ed Schultz.
Obviously, there's a lot to talk about because of what is happening.
Randy Rhodes.
They're all addicted to some substance. Noel Bush, crackhead. Jenna and Barbara, underage drinking. George, both.
The Majority Report and Mike Malloy.
This is AM 760.
AM 760.
Progressive Talk.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-508-7100. That's 1-800-508-7100. 1-800-508-7100.
9:47, 47 minutes past the hour here, AM 760. Progressive Talk, and let's dispel the myth that those of us that are progressives and liberals are spendthrifts. I mean, that we don't care about money, that we're fiscally irresponsible. You know what? I don't know about you, but I'm not. And I like to get the biggest bang for my buck. And the place to do that is Rocky's Autos. They have the largest selection of clean late model used cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs in Colorado, over 500 units on the lot, 500 great-looking vehicles. And at Rocky's, you'll find just about every make and model you can think of. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen. I mean, I could keep listing them and go on and on and on here. And at Rocky's, they've got over 100 employees dedicated to making your buying experience a good one. That's what they're geared up to do. And you can find out more about their business philosophy by going to rockysautos.com, plus look at the inventory from the comfort of your office or your home. And if you see something you like, well, you can pre-qualify for a car loan and get in touch with them and go check it out. Every car is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care. 30 days, 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Rocky's Autos have been family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Go out there and see my friends, the Al Shear Brothers. Go see Spanky or Fred Labrato or Colby or just any of the folks at Rocky's. Will make your buying experience really pleasant. Rocky's Autos, Mary and I have bought several cars for them, and we recommend that you do too. Check them out at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
with the best tire pricing and the best service in the industry. Multiple locations across the Front Range. Aspen Goodyear is your one-stop auto shop. 888-401-AUTO. Along with your troubleshooter, Tom Martino, we're cleaning up this industry. 888-401-AUTO. 888-401-AUTO.
Hi, this is Ronnie from All American Vogue. It's going to be an energetic election year, and we're celebrating by giving you everything store-wide at 20% off. Anti-Bush dolls, plus masks, bumper stickers, buttons, voodoo dolls, T-shirts, toilet paper, air fresheners, and more. All at 20% off. Come to All American Vogue at 10 South Broadway at Ellsworth, one block south of First Avenue, or call 7 days a week, 303-733-4140.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Ooh, Stones, Emotional Rescue, absolutely. The Jay Marvin Show, now broadcasting in low fidelity. 9:50, 10 minutes away from 10 o'clock. Well, that's great, isn't it? Hey, don't forget to check us out on Tuesday night. State of the Union address, we'll carry it here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Then, our buddy Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress will be on, analyzing the speech, and she'll be having bloggers from all over the country on, too. Join us on Tuesday night. That's going to be a good time. All right, we're looking, we're taking your calls, open phones, and also the worst person that you can think of in the GOP. Let's go to Lisa in Denver. Lisa, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, I just wanted to give you my most despised
okay.
person on the GOP. I'd have to pick James Dobson, and mainly because he politicizes from the pulpit, and he exploits religion to push our most crucial freedom, which the country was founded on, and that's religion. And he just disgusts me how he manipulates his people into hate and intolerance.
Yeah, see, I think the religious right is the biggest threat to our freedoms, and I urge everybody, and we're going to try to get the guy on Monday, I urge everybody to get the current copy of Rolling Stone magazine with Kanye West on the cover, but that's not the reason. You know, of course, that's a controversial cover where he looks like Jesus.
Yeah,
but go in there and read the article about Sam Brownback, and you'll really get scared. And I'm with you. I'm with you. I got so upset after reading that Brownback article that I thought, you know, how are we going to fight these people? What in the world are we going to do to keep these people? Because, they're religious fanatics. And what they want to do is they want to turn the United States of America into a theocracy.
Well, what happened is they started with our youth about 10 years ago, and I saw it with my daughter. And so I think we have to go back to the youth and, you know, reprogram them. But, there's an age group right now that are completely being swayed by them, and most of them are in their early 20s, and that's where they went. I mean, they were smart. They started with our youth.
Yeah, we have to fight them. We have to fight them at every turn of the mile. And, you know, if that means, I mean, for me, for Mary and I mean, we're money-giving members of the ACLU, which takes them on. And there's also People for the American Way. There's Citizens United Against Church and State. You know, you just got to get involved with one of those organizations. You don't have to give them $1,000, but just even $25 or something. We've got to band together, and we just have to stop these people. I mean, I don't know of any other way to put it, because they're threatening our very way of life. They really are.
They really are. It's scary.
And you know, and they're thug-like too.
Yeah, I mean,
in the way they act,
you know,
they'll come after you. You know, if you dare to stand up to them, man, then they're after you.
Yeah, they're very, very Christian-like.
It's very tough, and they don't represent Christianity either. Read the Wallace book, read Jimmy Carter's book, or Gary Hart's essay. They don't represent mainstream Christianity. Lisa, thanks. Have a good weekend.
Thanks. You too, Dave.
Okay. And the reason I said that about mainstream Christianity is because every time I get on the subject of the religious right, every time I touch that subject, I will inevitably get emails from people saying, you're picking on Christianity, you're picking on evangelicals, And I'm not picking on Christianity, and I'm not picking on the evangelicals. I'm picking on a certain segment. A certain segment of Christianity, not the whole religion. And there are wonderful, wonderful people out there who are Christian and believe in the teachings and believe in Jesus Christ, and they're out there doing wonderful things. And there are also people out there who believe in Jesus, who believe in the teachings of Christ. They're going out every single day. They're playing by the rules. They're working hard. They're trying to support their families. And they would no more take away your freedom to worship or my freedom to worship or go after anybody who doesn't agree. They wouldn't engage in that kind of behavior. I mean, that's not where they're coming from. It's not where they're coming from. But you got to be very careful about what you say, because people take that stuff and they'll try to hang it on you as being an extremist. And I do see them as big a threat, but in a different way than Al-Qaeda or the Taliban. I mean, Al-Qaeda, you know, maybe I shouldn't say that about Al-Qaeda, because their whole deal is to get us out of the Middle East. But they justify killing and taking people's lives based on religion. And the radical religious right in this country doesn't use violence, but what they end up doing is they end up using the law as levers of oppression. And they try to do it through the electoral process. And I'm always amazed, and I never can get a satisfactory answer to this, I'm always amazed at this whole thing about the wall between the separation of church and state and how they get away with it. Aren't you amazed by that? You know that there's this preaching from the pulpit about who to vote for? And that they have this tax-exempt status, but yet they're engaging in politics. Now, how can you engage in politics and have a tax-exempt status? It's beyond me how they get away with this. But, you know, the only way we can fight them is at the ballot box. The only way we can fight them is in court, which leads me to get concerned, and it should concern you, about the growing number of conservatives that have been appointed to courts in this country. We just have to fight them tooth and nail. They have every right to believe as they want to believe. They have every right to worship as they want to worship. They have every right to conduct their lives the way they want to conduct it, as long as they don't hurt anybody else or infringe on anybody else's freedoms. But this whole idea that it's their way or